Are you awake, motherfucker?
You're a little bitch, because you know where I am, motherfucker, so come see me.
Listen, you guys are nuts, right? I'm coming down here right now.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Damn, she wants to get fucked up, huh? You want me to meet you somewhere and fuck you up?
Hey, is the volcano in 204?
What are you saying? I'm asleep, man. I'm not doing nothing.
Yeah, 40B, right? You ain't getting me caught up in that shit.
Whoa. What time is it anyway?
Why are you picking on me? What are you talking about, man?
You're crazy.
Just letting you know right now, if he catches you on the floor, you will be escorted out without a refund.
Come and fucking see me, homie. Play Dancing Radio!
Okay, everybody, welcome to PSR. My name is Dozer. We are live for the Friday, May 10th show. Sorry, we had some static there on the line. I want to go and introduce Mr. Patton Fox. Say hello.
Hey. What's cooking? Good looking.
We have the wrong... There we go. Okay, and Aaron Burr, say what's up, man.
What's up?
There he is. And we also have a new member that I want to welcome you all today. Barrett Jeffers, say hello.
Hello.
There he is. So, we're here. It's May 10th. We have some prank calls. We have a lot of numbers lined up. If you're listening right now and you're not in the chat room, I recommend you very heavily to go there right now. www.prankcessionradio.com. Go there, click the B. You can make a name, and we'd be happy to have you here chatting along with us. Tell us what to say in the calls. I also want to shout out our sponsor, Zionic Studios. If you go to their website, which is on the right side of the website, there's a link to it right there. There's a promo code, PSR01. It gets you 25% off any lifetime of service for anything that you want. So go there, click the link. It helps them out, helps us out. And so yeah, everybody else, say hello. What's going on? How have you guys been this week?
Oh, I'm fine. Also, we have on the line some of our friends. We have Phil. Say hi, Phil.
Yo. Dr. Phil House in the house. What's going on, everybody?
We also have Austin. Say what's up, Austin.
Yo, what's up, guys?
And that's all. So we'll be starting the calls here in a second.
Real quick, I wanted to talk. I don't know if you guys are following, but the new World Trade Center got finished today. I thought that was pretty cool. They were putting the spire on top of it, and I don't know. It was cool seeing those guys do that. You know, they were broadcasting from like 105 stories up in the air, or some shit. And I don't know. It was fucking crazy. Did anybody else catch that? Or
did they do two buildings again?
No,
I don't even pay attention to that.
I didn't really either until I saw them finish it today. It's one big one, but it's bigger than the Empire State Building. It gave New York a new it has a new height now. You know, it's taller than it used to be.
Tallest building in the Western Hemisphere.
I think it is. Yeah, I think it's a little bit shorter than Burj Khalifa. Yeah, it was pretty fucking cool. I can't believe those guys actually fucking work up there all the fucking time. I mean, they were up 105 stories in the fucking air. You know, putting all the shit together. They had a crane lower down the spire into like a larger portion, and there was a crew waiting right there to put rods in or something to hold it in of some sort. I don't know. It was pretty fucking cool. You know, people always say like, "Oh, cops and firefighters, they have dangerous fucking jobs," but they don't work fucking 100 stories up in the air every day. So that's my rant for today.
let's do some calls.
Yeah, we have a list of numbers. I want to thank Evil Ideas. He put us on to Creep On Me hashtag on Twitter, or hashtag Creep On Me on Twitter. These people are posting their numbers and they want someone to get a hold of them. So do you want to post the first few of those we got?
Yeah, sure. Okay, let's do it.
All right, here we go. And like I said before, if you're listening but you're not in the chat room, you're missing out. Get in the chat room. Chat room
is full right now.
Put a one if you're in the chat and you're listening and you're here and everything. Also, since you guys are all here and we have you captive, go to the YouTube. Fucking comment on the videos. Like the videos. We need more, interactivity on there. Well, there's views and everything. We need you guys to leave feedback. We want to know what you guys want to hear.
Okay, let's start with this first one. We'll give it to you, Doze.
Jessica?
Yeah. Here we go. YouTube mic.
All right.
Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached. As long as I got my suit and tie, I'm gonna leave it all on the floor tonight. Standing up, fixed up, tooth and eye. Let me show you what's good then. All dressed up in black and white, maybe dressed in that dress I like. Your fish sticking in the head tonight. Let me show you what's good then. Let me show you what's good then. Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 4, 7, 8.
That's
fine.
Get the fuck out of the call. There we go.
I do. Why are you yelling? Don't you?
Because you always let it go to like the very. That's, that time you did. That time you didn't. The last.
I never do.
Yeah. All right. Moving on.
You're a woman. I'm a man. Shh. No, I'm just kidding. This is yours.
These people answered before. Hopefully they'll answer again.
I'm sorry. The person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box.
All right. Let's try Swerve.
App's being retarded. Hold on. What's new? Oh, here you go. We need to hit some hotels if this one don't answer.
What's he gonna do? Just to get some calls in.
Hey, yo, Swerve. Hello? Hello? Hey. Yo, I don't know. Talk to this nigga. Talk to this nigga real quick. Yo, Patton, talk to this nigga.
Hello? Cunt?
Yeah, they're being pussies. Hang up on them.
Okay, we'll try one more, then we'll go to the hotel. Grab a hotel number while I'm doing this other call.
All right, I got one. You want to just do this first?
I just want to get some calls in, man.
Let's no, yeah, here, shit. I got it.
Let's light this fire up.
Look at the bottom. There's one right there.
Yeah. Let me try this one.
Okay.
You can do the numbers. Just post the number in the thing.
Okay.
I'll do the first one, I guess.
Okay. Let's try and get some extra
hello,
answers.
And thank you for calling award-winning Motel 6 Saskatoon. Transferred to a guest center and festivals in Saskatchewan's largest and most vibrant city. We wish to offer you assistance and information in order to... That extension is not valid. Please try again. You are being transferred to a guest.
This might be the place with the two-digit extensions.
That extension is not valid.
Try two digits.
You are being transferred to...
What'd you hit another number for?
Because it didn't say anything.
Then it's... Saskatoon with Tim Hortons on site, ready to... You are being transferred to a guest.
It was transferring you to the two-digit room.
Kitchenettes with low weekly rates.
Yeah, I didn't hear it, so I started hitting something else, and right when I did
that
it, it
yeah,
thank you. There's
your two-digit.
You are being transferred to 1-3-Saskatoon.com. As always, we'll leave the light on for you. That extension is not valid.
Put the 1700 club in there. I want to get a call in. I want some calls. We got to light this fire, dude.
Most def.
I'll do the first. Just don't.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Motel 6 of Baltimore, Maryland. If you know your party's room number...
One moment, please.
I hear you typing.
Hello?
Yes, is this room 313?
Yes.
Yes, this is the front desk. My name is Patton Fox. Can you confirm the first name on the room?
The who?
This is the front desk. My name is Patton Fox. Could you confirm the first name on the room?
Ronald, the person that's in the room.
Yeah, okay. We're having complaints and problems with this room. We've been getting complaints that you've been picking up stray dogs and putting in...
Wait a second. Because first of all, no, you have the wrong room.
Are you 313?
I am 313, but there has not been no stray animals in this room. I've not touched no animals.
Please, ma'am, calm down. We're just trying to get this situation sorted. I can give you to my manager.
Whoever is giving you this information, you need to tell them to give you the correct room and the correct people.
I'll give you my manager. His name is Ryan Dozier. Here he is.
I'm sorry?
My manager. Hold on.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was having trouble picking up the phone here. We're having some stray dogs in the hotel, ma'am. Now, we're having an issue with the room. Have you been briefed by my front desk employee?
Yeah, but I don't understand because, for one, we're never even here. When we do come, it's at mm-hmm. night time.
I understand, ma'am, but, you know, we have had several issues, and, He has briefed me on what's happening, you know, and I'm upper-level management. I usually don't deal with these low-level drug dealers such as yourself, you know?
I'm sorry, I don't even understand what's going on here. I really don't.
Listen, ma'am, listen. Listen.
Hold on. Hold on a second, please. Can you hold
on
a second, sir?
Yes, sir, I will hold. I will hold.
I have front desk calling this room saying that they're having issues. Apparently somebody told them that we're picking up stray dogs or something. That's what I'm trying to explain to them, that we're never even here. But apparently they're getting, yeah.
Here, my security manager just approached me. He actually has CCTV video of you and your husband coming into your motel room with somewhere, you know, in the amount of 7 to 15 dogs.
I want to see the video.
Okay, I'm going to transfer you to my security employee, and he will go ahead and brief you on this problem.
They're talking about they got video. They got
video. Okay, ma'am.
So
listen, his name, ma'am, politely, his name is Aaron Burr. I'm going to transfer you now. Please hold.
Okay.
Hi, yes, ma'am. This is Aaron Burr, head of security of the hotel. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm being accused of bringing 7 to 15 dogs in my room.
Yes, ma'am. We do have it on video here that...
So you have me and my husband bringing 7 to 15 dogs in this hotel room?
Yes, ma'am. We have it on CCTV video, and we don't allow animal trafficking at this hotel, so we're going to have to do something about this.
This is crazy. This is really crazy. When my husband gets home, which he's on his way... We will be down into that in the front desk, and we want to see this video.
Okay, ma'am, we don't allow this at our hotel, so my only option here is to go ahead and evict you from the room this evening for violating hotel policy.
I want to see the video. How can you evict me when I didn't even do anything?
Okay, ma'am, if you want to see the video, you're going to have to sign a waiver and pay a $350 security clearance fee for
No, this is crazy. You have the wrong people.
No, ma'am.
Yes, you do. You have the wrong people.
Ma'am, I have you on CCTV.
Can you tell me what I look like? Camera. What do I look like? Am I a black female or a white female?
Ma'am, would you like to come down here and view the footage?
I want you to tell me what I look like. You know what I look like. Am I a white female or a black female?
Tell her she's a big, fat, white cunt is what she is.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead, Aaron.
You know what, ma'am? Your attitude and your demeanor to me on the phone just proves how much of a fact.
I'm getting ready to call 911, and I'll meet you in the office in the front desk with 911. Thank you.
In the office with a series of numbers.
That is a good call, man. I like that. I love this 1700 club, dude.
Yeah, she's going to meet us in the hotel with a giant 9 and a giant 1 and a giant 1.
That is the greatest hotel in the world, I swear.
I love the security clearance fee. That's my favorite part.
Thank you for calling the Motel 6 of Boston.
One moment, please.
You can have this one, Barrett.
Oh, good. The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message, and they will respond as soon as possible. End your recording, one moment, please. The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message. One moment, please.
Bounce around in here for a minute. Hopefully we'll get a few more.
Shout out to all the people in the chat.
Yeah, for real.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Motel 6 box.
One moment, please.
Also, shout out to serendipitygaming.com. Fuck yeah.
She was a fat cunt, security.
You look like a bitch, man.
Green is cool.
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. One moment, please.
My cat's about to knock down the door. Shit, my computer's froze.
Let me dial.
Okay, do a few like the door.
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. One moment.
Am I still taking this one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, transfer it around.
You don't have to transfer.
I think it's funnier when we do.
One moment, please.
I think, like, once you get him submerged and then you transfer him, it, like, adds to, like, the validity, you know?
Oh, keeps him on the line to talk to someone else.
Hell yeah.
We should do a call where we just keep transferring him. The front desk lady knows.
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. You have entered an invalid extension number. Please try again. One moment, please.
Oh, someone else popped in.
We need some Canadian Twitch boards.
Sterling's here.
Sterling, what's up, boss?
What's up, Star? Okay. Our biggest fan, Sterling.
Hello, and thank you for calling Studio 6, Toronto, Mississauga. If you know...
It's Canada, though. I ain't scared of Canada. They're going to trap me with beavers.
Someone's died from a beaver attack before.
This is the hotel where I say guys were collecting endangered beavers.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. You can only do one extension at a time.
Your call is being answered by the guest. The message recorded.
Well, we gotta keep calling this one. I'll try 313 on this one. I wish I had the crackhead motel.
Hello.
Did you save that number?
Let me look. Want my list?
Hello?
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Barrett Jeffers from the front desk. This is Barrett Jeffers from the front desk.
Mm-hmm.
Can you confirm the name on this room?
You tell me.
This is for security purposes, sir. I need you to confirm that you are indeed the one staying in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Hello, is this, can you confirm who is staying in this room? This is Barrett Jeffers from the, down at the front desk.
Holly.
That is not, hi, did you put your teeth in? Did you put your teeth back in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you speak English?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you fucked out of your fucking head?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Is your mother still alive?
Yeah. Is yours?
Your mommy? Yeah?
Is your mom a dirty whore?
No, your mother is still alive?
What the fuck? Who are you? So why, get out of the... Get out of this hotel now. No,
is she
fuck
still
yours.
Alive? Go fuck
you.
Her.
You're
right.
A fucking
go
whore.
Fuck
this
your
bitch is
whore
racist. This
mother.
Bitch is racist.
You're okay. A whore.
Your mother's a bitch and she fucks cows.
Go fuck your whole mother. Okay?
Was that your... And go fuck your brother that just answered
and,
the phone.
And your daughter.
And my daughter?
You're right, what and your fuck? Father.
She sounded like she was fucking right. When we called.
I don't know what the fuck happened.
Let's try three.
Who answers the phone and doesn't say anything?
Here you go, Phil. This is your 312.
Hello, and thank you for calling.
Austin. Austin gets one. His first.
Let me get one in here somewhere.
Yeah, but Austin's never did a call. Let's pop his chair.
You go,
hello? Hello?
Yes, yes, this is Ryan Dozier calling down from the front desk.
Sorry?
This is Ryan Dozier calling down from the front desk.
Okay.
Yes, sir, this is room 312, correct?
I don't know, you dialed it.
Yes, I know, I'm confirming with you that this is room 312.
Okay, and how can I help you?
Listen, sir, have you flushed anything unusually large down the toilet this evening?
Funny joke, thanks very much.
What
the
back.
Fuck?
He's smart. I like
Canadian.
Smart,
hold on, I gotta be right
Canadians
back.
Let me talk
guy.
To that guy.
We gotta just make sure we know who's getting the fucking call.
I said Phil.
Hello, and thank you for calling.
Hello.
Listen here, you fucking Canadian beaver fucking cunt. I will. No, I can't say that. I need you to confirm that your first name, your room 312, my name is Patton Fox. I'm
Hello.
The king of this bitch.
Sorry?
I'm the king of this bitch.
I don't know.
What are you?
I don't know who's here.
Oh, my
Who
God.
You
You're
for?
Some weird Scottish-Irish mix, Mick motherfucker.
No, who are you wanting, then?
Get the fuck out of my country.
Yeah, get out of Canada. We don't want you.
Yeah,
go back to Britain.
I don't know what you mean. Who you're after?
You.
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 What, is he Chinese? You or what? I don't know.
What is it? Could you go to your toilet and put your head in it and tell me what happened?
Hey, yo. Nah, I'm black, man. Now, listen. This Desmond from maintenance, man.
Who?
This Desmond calling down for maintenance.
Maintenance. I don't know. What part of the country is that?
No. Maintenance, man. In the hotel, we fix everything. It's called maintenance. You know, we maintain everything. I'm in the hotel. I'm the maintenance officer of the hotel. I maintain everything. I'm the engineer, the fixer, the fixer-upper dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now listen, man. We've been having problems.
So this is in Mississauga, is it?
Oh my fucking. This guy's retarded.
He's like literally brain dead. I know.
Like seriously brain fucking dead.
Yeah. What your mate is, I don't know. I'm not near him, you see. I don't know.
This guy's just playing with it. He knows
what
exactly
you're saying,
what
like
doing.
Your mate is a real sicko.
What are you going on about,
I don't
sir?
Know.
Are you our friend?
I don't know. I don't know anybody of that name.
Listen, mate. Listen, mate. What are you going on about? What's all this nonsense about? What are you doing making all this fuss in the hotel for?
You said you're looking for some guy called Yo or Ho or Friend or what's that? I don't know.
There's a guy.
A maintenance. What part of Mississauga is that? I've never heard of it.
He's fucking with us. He's trolling.
No, he's playing dumb.
He's trolling.
I hung up on him. Okay, Austin. This is Austin's call. You ready, Austin?
Oh, God. I don't even know what to say.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Wing it.
It'd be
hello.
314.
Studio.
314's the room. We'll try again. We'll try 315.
Okay.
You can do it. Just pass it off after a minute if you don't like it to one of us. Say we're your manager.
Hello.
Popping his cherry.
Oh, God.
Your call.
Try 316. What was that? Where's that studio?
No. For calling.
Anybody got that studio 50? Oh. You used to have a never ending. I must have switched it. Oh, shit. I didn't think it was ringing.
Hello.
It's such an old list. That list has been around forever. It's 316.
Hello.
Hello. This is Steven Rodriguez calling down from the front desk.
Okay.
Could you state your first name just for confirmation?
James.
James? Okay, yeah. This is room 316, eh?
Yes, 316.
316, yeah? Okay, we received a call earlier about a little mishap with maintenance in your shower, about a man shaving his pubes and it getting clogged. We were just wondering if you got it unclogged, but do we need to send maintenance up?
As far as I know. Let me check and see. As far as I know, we didn't call.
Oh,
let me check the shower or the sink. Do what? Hold on a second.
Are you still there? Hello?
Give him a second. He's looking.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Cunt?
This guy's dumb. He can do really good. Switch it off if you don't know what to say. Give it to me if you don't know what to do.
Or me.
Me. I'll make this dude do crazy shit. We're all like, me.
Sir.
Because he's gullible, these are the best ones. If he comes back to the fucking phone this year.
Yeah, answer the fucking phone.
He might have slipped, fell, and died in some dumb news.
He went to go look, but now he's not going. Maybe he fell down the drain.
As far as I know, the sink is running fine.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, it just took you forever. Like, did the pubes consume you? Could you do me a favor and get the glass of water and check if there are particles in the glass of water?
Particles in the glass of water.
Yeah. Grade 9 science.
Okay, just run some water out of the sink?
Yeah. No, the toilet, sir. That what is that's what we call about. Yeah, just check particles, you know, go back to grade 9.
Deadair.com/now. Austin's popping his cherry.
He's doing a good job.
Yeah, you're pretty good. That accent's weird, but I like it.
Oh, I busted up laughing when you said grade 9 science.
Okay, there's nothing in it, just water.
No, there's no pubic hair. No pubic hair at all.
No.
Do you want to just swish it around? Just make sure, because we had complaints that you shaved your pubes and it clogged. See what it tastes like. Did you taste the glass of water? Hello?
It's like 100 years old, probably.
It's fucking terrible. It's
fine.
Oh, okay. I'm going to transfer you now to my manager, Patton Fox. Just give it one moment.
Hello, this is Patton Fox, the general manager. So you tasted the water?
Yeah.
Okay, we just need you to do one more thing. We're going to comp your room for the night for all this trouble. Could you go and get a glass of toilet water and bring it back?
Toilet water.
Yeah, we're going to comp your room for the night for all this trouble. Could you just go get a glass of toilet water? Out of the toilet. We need to check something. See if it has high-end electrolyte particles.
Just hold on a second.
Okay.
You did what?
I think he's calling somebody or doing something. I'm going to ask him to put his hand in the water and swish it around with his finger. I'm smart. Just give me a minute. I got something good. Do you want me to just piss him off? Press 1 in chat if you want me to just really piss him off.
I don't know if he'd get pissed off.
Yeah, I can piss him off.
Think so?
Mm-hmm. Press 1 in chat for piss him off. Okay, everybody wants me to piss him off. He'll either hang up or wonder what he's doing. It'd be funny if he got somebody from the front desk, wouldn't it? What if I ask him to put his penis in the water and swish it around?
No, tell him to teabag the water to test the temperature.
Come on, old man. Slower than a turtle. His name is Myrtle. He ain't very fertile for a guy.
I can just picture him right now. I can picture him walking down the hallway with his cane all angry.
We'll give this two more minutes. I'm looking at the clock.
I don't know what the fuck you want to do.
Probably at the front desk, honestly.
Probably got to the toilet and had to take a dump.
What number was that? 312? We'll call it back in a minute.
I thought it was 314 or 6.
316.
I'll do this one and I'll pass it off to you, Doz.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, somebody found some rental places, like, not cars, but, like, stuff you can rent.
Okay, I'll look at the number list.
In Hawaii, like, just shit you can rent. Four-wheelers.
Hello,
shit.
And thank you for calling Studio 6 Toronto, Mississauga. If you know...
I'll fuck off. We'll do the requested pranks after the... Hello? That was a good call, Austin. You did good. Proud of you. You get silver rank, dude. Did you hear me, Austin? Silver rank? I'm golden. I'm golden this game. You're silver. No, actually, I'm diamond. You're silver.
You'd be challenger.
Huh? Hello, and we're thank you for game. Calling Studio 6 Toronto Saga.
Nobody knows what we're about. That's what's fucked up. If you play League of Legends, you should totally, like, hit us up. You gonna hang with us when we do shows, Austin? We got any more numbers? We need to switch it up a little bit. We did hotels for an hour. 30 minutes.
I got a good one for a hotel if we can get one.
We'll give Phil a call. He hadn't had one yet.
Hello, and thank you for calling Studio 6 Toronto, Mississauga.
Let's get off these hotels for a little bit.
Our office is currently closed. Our office hours are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8.
Let's do the request of pranks.
Yeah, okay.
Let's do that one butt scratcher put in, that really famous guy.
Oh, the black guy?
Here we go. Here's one from Shroke. I'll look for the one from Butt Scratcher.
I'll do this one. Everybody mute.
Okay.
How do you say that name?
Michaela Lacroix.
What a fucked up name. She's in Alabama.
Hello?
Hey, Michaela.
Hi, who's this?
Oh, it's me. Can I ask you a question?
Who is this?
Why are you whoring around and why'd you cheat? Okay.
Raffle, dude, that's hilarious.
Let me call her again.
She says Alabama, Canada.
One more time. I'll let you do that in Dozer.
Alright, I got a good idea for that.
Okay, here you go. Okay. Famous guy. I'll show the YouTube video if he answers for y'all to watch.
Yo, guest, make a name so we know who you are. Got a few guests in there. This guy answers.
He's probably been blasted with calls.
You have reached.
We'll try him again during the day.
Yeah. Okay, well, we got some Creep on Me numbers. We got Craigslist free stuff. We got hotel guests that we could call with names. We have Yelp complainers. We have Facebook numbers. We have hookers. We have people with the last name of Cox.
Okay, Dr. Phil wants this one. Here you go, Phil. This is yours.
It's one I did yesterday. Too late, actually. No, it's too late.
We called all these.
Goddamn.
We called the first one.
I have
the eagle memory, dude. I know.
No, dude. These are from the bottom of the list. We called Jessica, so skip that one. But the rest of them were from the bottom of the list.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You know, I got that eagle memory going for me.
You would like to think, at least.
I remember numbers like a motherfucker. This is the first one Dr. Phil gets it.
Who is this?
The Brad guy, if he answers. Okay, you get Leanna, Dr.
Phil. Right.
He hadn't had a call yet. Leanna.
What am I calling about? Just anything?
Yeah.
It's just a name, yeah.
These are bunk numbers. Here you give Dr. Phil Cherry. We'll keep going until you get a call. Say whatever you want, man. Why are you using voice changer?
Yeah, you should turn that off. It doesn't sound that
Hello?
I don't know.
Cherry? 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 You there?
These people just pick up the phone and don't talk. I don't get it.
He's laughing.
You can hear him laughing. His number's on Twitter.
No,
like
that was me. That was me laughing.
Oh.
We'll buy Terry. I hate you.
Is the voice changer too, noticeable?
Yeah.
Just put on like calls if you need
it. Yeah. You should just use your normal voice. What's wrong with it?
I don't know. At least Twitter.
It's just funny, though, when people actually go for it when you're using this.
Yeah, just turn it on during calls.
Here you go. Racist Neo Nazi. Phil.
Okay.
I'm going to look up some numbers in a second.
God damn. No answer.
I want to find a dog hotel and ask him if I can stay there because I'm poor.
Alright, so we ran through a lot of numbers. What are we at? 45 minutes in? That's it? Shit, you guys in the chat, send in the numbers. We need the participation. Otherwise, the show doesn't go very long.
What so there, I know you know what Tim Hortons is. They're open 24 hours.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, they are. We should call some of those.
Yeah. I love Tim Hortons. I'll get some numbers.
They're everywhere.
I want to call this one number. They and do it. I got another.
See who... Who's in here right now? We got Butt Scratcher, Death Fox, Evil Ideas, Shroke, Dozer, True Canuck, Barrett Jeffers, Green, Sterling, Dr. Philhouse, and a bunch of people that don't want to register. So thank you guys for coming out.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
I see here that you have kennels for dogs.
No, we don't. I don't. We're only pet sitters. You come into people's homes and pet sit.
Yeah. How much is that?
What part of the island do you live in?
I live in Honolulu.
Okay. It's how many dogs do you have?
70.
Oh, we won't take care of that many dogs. I'm sorry.
Why not?
We only take care of, we come into the home and take care. You can't have that many dogs in one home anyway, so we wouldn't.
I live in an apartment. Food. It's like a one-bedroom apartment, and I collect dogs.
Yeah, sorry
there's,
about
there's
that.
They're stuffed dogs, though.
You can go to a website called petsit.com, and they can help you.
But they're,
thank you so much.
Hey, lady,
thank you.
Would you just listen for a minute? You there?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm
but
sorry.
But listen,
about
they're not alive. I stuffed them all.
Yeah, we can't do that. Sorry.
Please, my dogs, they need you. I need you. What was that about? That was creepy as fuck.
That was funny. 70.
I got 76 stuffed dogs. Okay. Who wants the first one?
I'll try it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he's got one. Oh, no, he's played Desmond.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Damn.
Free?
All right, I'll do
what's
the next
those
one.
Places that will, like, they, there's like those guys that ride the bikes and they deliver stuff? Mail?
Bikes?
A yeah. Courier?
Yeah, what would a place like that be called?
Post office? I don't know.
No.
I think taxis do that now. They deliver things
no,
for you.
I saw, yeah. I know in New York they have these bike services that deliver letters.
Type in your here. Let me try something.
Here you go, Phil. You can have Tim Hortons. You need to format that number right. Take the dashes out.
All right.
123 walk. What is that about?
Fucking computer's a piece of shit.
Okay, here you go. This is Fails or Ben Mute.
Okay, new Tim Hortons.
Hey, is Tim Hortons in Vanier?
Sorry?
This is Tim Hortons in Vanier?
Yeah, Montreal Road, sorry.
Alright, well, I just bought, dozen donuts, and I opened the box, and there was a earwig in it.
Which location was it?
On, what do you mean, is this one on Montreal?
There's a couple. Is it the one near the Vanier Parkway, or the one near Farm Boy?
It's 585.
585, okay.
This one, yeah, I know.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, just because you said Vanier.
All right, so this has happened before, but not exactly in the box, but there was an earwig on the glass, and the bitch didn't even take it out or anything. She walked out and had a cigarette.
Okay.
So.
Well, what I can do, I'll take your name and number down. If you want to come back in and grab some more donuts, that's fine. But I'll
when do you guys throw them out?
Sorry?
When do you guys throw them out?
8 hours from the time they're made, so it just depends on...
Okay, but there's like a cycle, so you got like every day you throw them out like four times or whatever, or three or four times or whatever, right?
Well, we're throwing stuff out like and making new stuff like all day pretty much,
Alright, here's what I'm going to do.
Time, so.
You're going to put it all in a black trash bag, alright? And at the end of each day, okay. I'm going to come by and pick it up.
Sorry?
At the end of each day, I'm going to come by and pick it up.
Oh, I don't know if we can do that. Yeah.
No. I mean, okay. Well, what's corporate's number then? Because, I mean, I got a video of this girl there. She was working, and she didn't even take the cockroach or the earwig out. Yeah, and it was, like, running around all over the glass on the inside with all the donuts and shit.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry about that. I can give you the number for the guest services.
I'd rather if we could just put this all behind us and I get a bunch of donuts, like a bag a day. A bag a day will work for me. All right?
Unfortunately, I can't do that for you.
No.
Not me personally.
You guys throw them out every day, right?
Yep.
All right, what's the big deal then? Where's your garbage can? Where's your big-ass dumpster? You guys have a dumpster? Just leave it in a black bag. Put it like a... No. What are you talking about here? You guys dump them like every 8 hours, you said?
Yeah, depending from the time they're made, yeah.
All right, well, I'll stop by in, like, 2 hours, all right? Are they going to be dumped, or is it 3? Is it 3 o'clock? It's usually 3, right?
I'm not too sure. I don't know if they throw everything all at once, or if they just kind of do it as they go.
Okay, but you work there, so you would fucking know. Let me speak to the baker.
There is no baker at the moment.
There's a baker every single hour of the day. What are you talking about? There's no baker. Who's making the donuts? There's always a baker.
There's no one baking till like 3, so.
What? So you throw them out at 3 and then somebody starts baking. Who's going to be the baker at 3 o'clock, though? Is he already in?
No, they won't get here for a little bit.
All right, well, I'm looking at this earwig right now, and I'm about to eat it because it tastes better than your donuts.
I'm sorry about that. Can I get your name and number? Just because I'll have to fill out a report about that earwig being in the box.
All right. So what do you want? My name?
Your name and number. I got to fill out an incident report for that because
Edward,
we found the bug.
Edward Jones.
Edward Jones?
Yeah.
Okay.
My number?
Yep.
Okay, my number is 613.
Okay.
4747.
Okay.
That's it.
Sorry?
That's it.
You said 613-4747?
Yep.
Okay, I'm missing a few numbers from the number there. Hello?
Yeah, I don't know. Fucking...
You should have just braided him.
You should have hopped on. I don't know. I just didn't know where to go with that anymore.
shout-outs to TNT. What's up, man? Thanks for listening. Serendipity.
No joke, though. That's happened before where there was an earwig on the inside of the glass and we were all pointing it out and stuff and the bitch just walked out and had a cigarette.
We beat our listener record for last week by 3 people.
Nice. Growing.
Yep. I'm going to call this number right here. Everybody mute.
Mystic Pro, what's going on, man? Thanks for visiting. Yeah. If you want, click the B, and you can register Mystic Pro as your name, so when you log on, you know, show it. I recommend that.
Cruising away. This is Glenn. I can help you.
Hey, I'm looking to cruise, man. You got box?
Yes.
What kind of box you got?
What I have available. When do you want it?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Got Heritage Softail Classic, Triumph Thunderbird, Indian Chief, Sportster.
These are motorcycles or box?
These are motorcycles.
Okay. How fast they go?
Do you have motorcycle license?
Yeah.
Okay. They go as fast as you want to.
Okay, what's like the preparation? Is there insurance or whatever?
Well, the bikes come with insurance. I need to see motorcycle endorsement on your driver's license and a major credit card.
Okay, does it matter what country I'm from for the motorcycle license?
No.
Okay, because...
if you're legal to ride motorcycle where you come from, then you're legal here.
Because my motorcycle license comes from Cuba. I live in America, though.
Okay, as long as it's, you know, like I said, if you're legal to...
Okay, I printed it out I bought it on the internet, the motorcycle license, and printed it out. It says it's legal.
Well, that doesn't work.
It says it's legal because I got it in Canada because I played a motorcycle game on the computer and I did really good at it.
Where's your regular driver's license from?
It's from Africa. I printed that out too. So I want to come get 3 bikes and we're going to race them.
I'm sorry.
You can't
do
that. You're being racist. You're being racist against Africans and Cubans.
Okay.
Sir.
I was cracking up.
I printed my license out.
Cereal box. That was funny.
Okay. What else we got? Man, we're growing, man. That's fucking awesome, ain't it?
There's a lot of people in there.
I love all y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah, for real. Even just by coming to the page and listening, you know, sounding like, even if you spend 5 minutes here, it's pretty fucking cool, you know?
Give me a Tim Horton, I'll do that.
Timmy House?
Yeah, let's get a few of those, actually.
Man, there's so many.
Let's all call one.
I'm looking for really, really funny rental places.
Man, I'm gonna call a freaking Timmy House and be like, yeah, there was semen in my donut.
What all do they sell?
They sell like everything. It's basically the Canadian Starbucks.
We have Starbucks too. What are you talking about here?
What's so much better?
It's no. Tim Hortons is amazing.
They got donuts, sandwiches, coffee. I don't know.
They got like tons of shit. Breakfast stuff, lunch stuff, coffee, tea, slushies.
Hey, Dozer.
Yeah.
Here's a motorcycle, another one. Or you can have this one.
A motorcycle place?
Yeah, it's a rental place like the other places it's called.
Okay, I'll try it.
I'm gonna do that call right now. Free swarm removal. It's fucking epic.
Hello, it's Paul.
Yeah, I heard you do free swarm removal.
Just like turn TV off. Get somewhere
where I can
hear you. Okay, go ahead.
You do swarm removal?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I live in an apartment, and there's just like a swarm of Mexicans beside me. Can you do that? Can you remove them?
Now, what are they again?
A swarm of Mexicans that live near me. All they do is listen to this weird mariachi music and. They like eat tacos and stuff, and there's a swarm of them. There's at least 20 of them living right beside me, all in one house.
No, I remove honeybees.
Well, can you pretend they're honeybees and spray them or something until they leave?
Well, I think you need to contact somebody else. That's not my experience.
I'll give you $5 and a beer. Please. Man, he's gone.
Oh, God. $5 and a beer.
It's form of Mexicans.
Okay, whoever wants this, Timmy Hortons. Say it. Who wants it? Say it.
Nobody. Okay, against me, man.
How about Aaron had this shit? Aaron, it's you.
Door.
You alive, Aaron?
It.
Okay.
Austin.
Austin said it. It's your.
Fucking phone, you stupid Tim Hortons.
It's called this other one, he listened. Mystic's in here. I told him that you're doing a call.
Oh, so Mystic's?
Tim Hortons on Montreal Road. Tony speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, I was just in there, and I bought a donut. It was one with the cream filling, and when I took a bite of it, it tasted like semen. And believe me, I know what semen tastes like. I'm a homo. What the douche?
Here's another one, whoever wants it, say it.
Tim Hortons?
Yeah, you got it.
Hello, Tim Hortons, help you?
Hey, Timmy Hose, how you doing?
Sorry?
Timmy Hose, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, I was in there early. I got a bunch of donuts for me and the guys before we went out. We needed some you know, jelly donuts and glazed donuts and a bunch of coolers and everything. So I came over there and I got a few. Me and my buddy Pat Fox, we got here, and he went to go bite into the donut, and there was a giant fucking cockroach. I couldn't believe it. It made the fucking nest in there and everything. Like, it's like it's been living in there for weeks.
We are closing now. Sorry about that.
No, I need you. My food is tainted. What are you fucking talking about, huh?
Hello?
Yeah. Who is this?
This is our employee.
Who was that last lady I was talking to?
She's working here.
Yeah, she's out of a damn mind. She told me that I was out of luck and she couldn't help me. What the hell is that?
Oh, because we are closed.
Listen, I was in there, we got donuts, and there's a fucking cockroach in my donut.
Sorry?
This cockroach has been living in this French cruller for like 2 weeks. It's got a whole nest in there and everything.
So we are closed now, we can't do anything, so you have to...
I don't give a fuck if you're closed, you fucking dothead motherfucker. Listen, I was in there, I bought donuts with my hard-earned fucking cash. I go to eat the donut, and there's a bug, there's a giant, juicy, alive, walking around bug in my donut, in my cruller. It's been living in the French cruller for God knows how long.
No, listen, what time you buy that one?
I got a box of donuts. And there's a bug in one of them.
Yeah, I serve you, right? Yeah, I give you more donuts, right? It's you?
Yeah, I'm gonna come up there right now, and you're gonna give me all the donuts you got. Everything. We need a little bit of everything.
But this donut is fish. We just make it like 7 o'clock.
But I don't know what happened. There's a cockroach in my cruller.
How come?
There's a cockroach in my cruller.
Cockroach?
A cockroach living in my French cruller. You know the donut, the French cruller? The one with the, you know...
Yeah,
he's living inside there. He's alive and everything. When I went to go bite him, I noticed he was there, so I pulled it away, and he started walking around. No, he crawled out. He's walking around, and I looked at him.
Hello?
His legs in there. Yeah, I'm here. What are you telling me? You're closing again? What are you going to fucking say?
We just closed everything, so can you come tomorrow?
No, I'm coming. I'm coming right now. I'm coming to get donuts.
I don't have anything, right? I'll just close
You better fire up the ovens. You better fire up the ovens and call in the head fucking donut maker, because I'm coming in there right now, and I want a fresh fucking 12-pack of donuts.
Where will you get this donut now?
I got them from you, and you got to give me fresh ones, because the ones you gave me had bugs in them.
You have to understand that we close everything. It's not possible, right?
I don't know if you are fucking shipping those things in from the, you know, wherever the hell you're from or something, but they're making them over there with their feet, with the dirt and everything and the bugs, but this isn't acceptable here.
Yeah, I told you, like, we just come tomorrow, we'll do something for you.
But I need the donuts tonight.
How can we? This oven is closed, right? It's cold.
Like
it's
I said, call up the head fucking donut maker and fire up the ovens.
Yeah, I understand what happened. And you have to understand that, like, I didn't make the baker make, and he also leave, right? And we also close.
Listen, I don't need your pity. I don't need your pity, okay? No one needs to feel sorry for you, okay? I'm the victim here.
I understand everything. You were right. I didn't feel like you were wrong or something. You were right. Everything
the customer
is, right.
is always right. What do you
yeah,
what do you
I
tell
me? You were right.
Now, I want you right? to tell me. I want you to say, Master, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we say, like, sorry. Like,
no,
I couldn't do anything, right?
Repeat after me. Say, Master, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, right?
Say, Master, I'm sorry. That's my name.
Can I say you, right?
Say, Master. Say it.
Yeah, I'm
say
sorry.
It. It's say, Master.
Just tomorrow, you just come, we'll do something for you.
Say it, damn it.
Okay, thank you.
fucking guy.
Oh, Master. I want to try the Serenal, please.
Okay.
Boom, 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 boom.
Discount storage.
Hey, yeah, you have U-Haul stuff?
Yeah, I'm a U-Haul rental. However, are you trying to rent something this weekend?
I was wanting you to haul something.
Oh, no, we don't haul anything. We're a U-Haul dealer. We rent U-Haul trucks out for you to haul them yourself.
But it says U-Haul.
Yeah, U-Haul is the name of the company, but we do not haul anything for you.
I really need you to haul some stuff.
Oh,
how much is it?
You can check on Craigslist to find you a moving company.
No, sir, how much is it?
I'm sorry. Are you calling here in Hawaii?
Yes.
Okay.
See, what I need you to do is I'm going to come up there and rent the truck, and you haul it for me?
To move something. You move it yourself. It's basically you rent the truck and you move it yourself. We don't do any hauling.
But it says you haul, and you work there, and you haul it.
Okay, sir.
I'm trying to understand. Don't be mean. You there? He had enough of that, didn't he?
He was like, fuck this.
I was like, claiming his mind, U-Haul. You can't call it.
That was terrible.
Calling back. Shout out.
Thank you for calling U-Haul Discount Storage.
This is absurd, sir. I need help.
Okay, well, you're asking me to move stuff for you when I specifically said that we do not move things. We are a U-Haul dealer. U-Haul is the name of the company that we rent out trucks to. But you keep persisting that we help you move stuff when we do not do those services.
No, I'm going to rent the truck and you haul it for me.
We do not haul it for you. We do not provide drivers. We are not valet parkers. You drive it yourself.
Why are you so mad, you fucking cunt?
Okay, trailer park.
Yeah, you mad fucking cunt?
All right, who would you call a trailer park?
Yeah, I'm calling back one more time. Fuck you.
Oh, God, please do.
Yeah, what the hell he's saying living in... What's wrong with that? I live in a trailer park.
Oh, you let Desmond.
You got it, Desmond.
Thank you for calling Discount Storage. We're currently closed.
Hey, what's going on, man? I had a quick question for you.
Well, we're currently Hello? Closed at the moment, sir. So if you have any questions in regards to U-Haul, I can give you the number and you can call this person, please.
I want to call his boss.
Oh, fuck.
One more time.
We are currently closed. 2 minutes that later.
Sounded fuck pretty happy. Close.
Say, what kind of business closes after at 10 a.m. or whatever time it is?
Thank you for calling Discount Storage.
Yeah, what kind of business closes 10 minutes after the top of the hour? That ain't right to close at the top of the hour.
Okay,
and why,
why
are you still answering the phone if y'all closed? I need your services. You're kind of denying me right now. So I think I'm going to have to call your boss and let her know what you're doing. Because I need some real shit right now.
Okay, I am the boss.
All right, who's your manager then? I know there's someone above
you. You're talking to him right now. You're talking to the man that signs the checks.
Now listen, I need some shit done. You're going to help me.
I'm not going to help you do anything talking to me that way. Only I can do is hang up this phone.
Fucking pussy.
What's up?
Oh, you're still there? Oh, hey, what's going on, man? I need some stuff hauled for me.
Okay, I just had some other guy sit there talking on the phone, and we do not haul anything. All right? And now I got some other cat right now calling me right now talking this jive, which I really don't appreciate because the number down. I'm taking it down to HPD to have my friends look at it so that I can actually find out the culprits behind this.
You being a jive turkey.
Okay, whatever. Kick rocks.
You kick rocks.
You call them until they threaten police, then you hang up. That's how we do it.
Oh, we didn't even do anything threatening. He's a dumbass.
We're Hawaii. We're gonna summon the boats to get him.
Jive turkey.
Everybody mute.
Jive turkey.
He was calling him a cat and saying he was jive. What is this, 1970?
Hawaiian Oils, how can I help you?
Yeah, I was just asking, how did you do it?
I'm sorry?
How did y'all do that?
I cannot hear your question, sir. Can you repeat it?
I said, how did y'all do it?
How did I do what?
Put Hawaii on wheels.
Well, we're doing okay. What is the concern?
I was just figuring how you put wheels under the island.
Oh, yeah, it's one thing we do, you know. It's only a Hawaii on wheels. You get wheels on the island, brother.
I don't understand what you do. What do you sell? I need a car or a bike or something.
Oh, we just sell mopeds. We rent mopeds. And, bicycles. Oh, we got electric vehicles.
You must get a lot of gay people selling mopeds.
Oh, yeah, there definitely is. There definitely is.
I'm going to give you to my gay black brother, Desmond. Here he is.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Hello. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Yo, listen, we wanted to come up there and get some of them mopeds.
What?
We want to come up there and get some of them mopeds.
Hey, come on down.
How much would that run me to get like five of them?
Same as it is if you get two. You know, it's $1 an hour. Can't go much cheaper than that. You know, it's $24, 24 hours, and that's our price.
All right, so can I drive them back to, like, L.A. and show my homies then? Like, show them all the candy paint job and everything?
Oh, sure.
I need to take them back to the hood, show them off and shit, you know what I'm saying? Ride around the hood, whip them and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Pick up some girls in them and stuff. I don't know if you know, but, you know, 2014 going to be the year of the moped. So, I mean, it's coming back.
I don't know about that, but, you know, I don't do none of that here. You know, here we rent mopeds and we sell mopeds and we rent bicycles.
It's coming back into fashion.
Well, our address is 444 New Street. If you want to come rent here and be serious about it, I'm here on business. I'm here to make money.
Do you know about any underground moped? I wasn't even talking trash. Just getting all riled up.
You should have said you're from an underground moped racing circuit.
I was trying to, then he hung up.
Oh. We're having a good show.
Yeah, people are too quick to hang up.
Yeah, really.
It could be more like that old man in the hotel that walked away and fell asleep.
I actually found a Blockbuster that's still open.
Dude, there's still Blockbusters kicking?
Yeah, I found one.
Oh my god.
I need to go get food and beer in a second.
Watch this. I'm going to fuck with this person.
Tell him you're going to...
Is this Redbox? That's what I'm
just... Is this Netflix?
Thank you for calling Kahala Blockbuster. All of our previously viewed movies are buy two, get one. This is Rochelle. How may I help you?
So, I saw Redbox, and I'm like trying to figure out what's the difference between y'all and Redbox?
Well, first of all, we get our movies first.
Uh-huh.
And it just depends on what the movie is. I mean, to me, it's better to actually come in and get the movie. I mean, Redbox, you have to be back at a certain, you know, if you rented it right now, it'd be due back this time tomorrow, or they start charging the heck out of your credit card.
Oh, I just use
prepaid. Ours have a little bit more lenient.
Well, when I've been using Redbox, I get those prepaid Walmart cards and put them on there, then I just keep the movies forever.
Yeah.
Can I do that and with it, y'all?
Well, see, after a certain point, it just auto-sells to you.
Oh, so if I get, like, a prepaid credit card and I put it on there, like, and I only put $5 on the card, then I'll throw that card away after I rent. Is that cool if I do that to y'all? How many movies can I get?
You can get up to 10 at a time. The only thing is you have to have a valid credit card to start an account.
Oh, it'd be a valid credit card because you can get those Walmart prepaids, and I just put enough to rent them once. Then what I'll do is I'll keep them forever, and y'all can never charge me. So what new movies you got in now? What's the news?
Jack Reacher, Mala, and Safe Haven.
Okay. I want all those, and I want all the copies of them because I'm going to put them in Redbox because I own a Redbox. So
you can't do that. You'd have to purchase them right now.
Yeah, I'm going to get them from you, then put them in my Redbox.
No, you can't do that. We don't sell our new releases until probably about 2 months later.
Yeah, but I'm just going to rent them from you with a prepaid card and put them in my Redbox. What's wrong with that?
No, you can't do that.
Why? This is America. I can do what I want.
Well, how about you just go to Walmart and buy them then?
I don't want to buy them because this is America and I want to rent them for, like, cheap.
Well, I tell you what. I don't have time for my time to be wasted.
You obviously do. Why ain't this place...
We're going to call it a displaced redneck? Is that what you're going
to
say?
I'm going to call her back. I'm like, why isn't this place demolished yet?
She doesn't have time for her time to be wasted.
Blockbuster Kahala, where all of our previous reviewed movies are buy two get one free. This is Ashley. How can I help you?
So when are they demolishing this Blockbuster and putting red boxes up?
What's that?
When are they going to demolish this Blockbuster and put red boxes up?
Redbox would be a little too small to go into the size of our store.
Yeah, but all the Blockbusters are gone but you. So, like, when are they going to take you down and just give us red boxes like we want?
I don't know.
I'm going to give
you... You have a nice day, though, okay?
No, wait. I love what? You.
Hey, ma'am? Ma'am, listen.
Okay, now this is harassment. So I'm
we're actually... No, we're calling from Netflix. We're just in the back room.
Oh, saying I love you is harassment.
You harass the shit out of her.
I wanted to think we were like in some back room at Netflix fucking with them.
Here's a truck rental place. I like these little small companies because people own them and they answer. Here, it's called a truck rental.
All these people are so on edge.
What is it?
This is called Penske Truck Rental. Act shady, Dozer. Like, act shady as fuck.
Nah, dude, that could be taken the wrong way.
No, you can do it.
Did they answer? No, there it is.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, everybody here, take a snapshot on the upper, what is that, upper left, where it says take a picture. Hit take a snapshot. Do that.
Thank you for calling the bike shop. This is Bill. How may I help you? Hello?
Yo, Billy.
Yes.
Billy, I'm sorry. I'm getting bad reception right now.
No problem.
Yeah, I listen. We wanted to rent some bikes.
Okay. Let's see. When did you want to rent for?
What do we want to rent for?
When did you want to rent?
Oh, when do we want to rent? We'd like to rent in a few hours, you know? Maybe, you know, take like a night ride overnight. Maybe we could have them maybe tonight midnight and then until maybe 9 a.m.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, dude. We just want to rent some bikes. We're going to go for a little night ride. Would you guys accommodate that? We race and stuff.
Oh, yeah. What type of bikes were you looking to rent?
We want some, some six speeds or something like that. I mean, no BMX bikes, but we want some, some bigger ones, with big rims, the faster they go, the bigger wheels.
Okay, yeah. We do rent a couple of different type of performance road bikes.
Those would be excellent. Do we need good insurance or anything?
No. What we need is, let's say you were to pick them up tonight, we'd have to have them back by tomorrow before closing. On Saturday, we close at 5 o'clock, so I need them back about 4:30 or so. And what it's going to be is if you're looking to race, then we have the Venge and the Roubaix, and those are going to be our carbon fiber 20-speed Altegra-equipped bikes.
Hell yeah.
They're going to cost right around $85, plus there is a $1,200 deposit per bike. So, $8,901 after tax, and then $1,200 that we need to throw on a credit card as well.
Yeah, that'd be perfect, because we usually have this little night circuit. We all get together, we close off a section of the road, kind of like they do with street racing, and then we race. I mean, there's people there, and they come, and they bring their bikes, and they're all modded and everything. Some guys even have underglow. But my bike's in the shop right now, so I want to rent one for the night, I got to win back some money that I lost last week on a race.
All right. I definitely recommend the Venge for you then. How tall are you?
I'm 6'4".
6'4", so probably like a 58 or so. Let's see, today is the 10th. I do have the 58 available for today and tomorrow. You just need it back by... need it back by tomorrow night because it's going out on Sunday.
So is it pretty durable? If I were to take like a 40-mile-an-hour fall, it would hold up, right?
If you were to do what? I'm sorry.
Like if I were to take like a let's say a 40-mile-an-hour fall, hypothetically speaking, it would be okay.
So probably not. It'll probably break on you. Would not.
It's fine. I won't take it that fast. I usually only hit around 35 anyway. And I don't know, sometimes these people like to get together and, sometimes after the bike races, they like to bet on fights. And I just want to, it's fast, right? I want to be able to get away from somebody, too, if they try to fight me or anything.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Right. Absolutely you can.
And, some people get together after the race, like they go around and they check for cars that are parked on the street that have the door handles open, like the car's unlocked, and they'll go inside and, smoke a doobie or look for, a laptop or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's fast, so right? I'll be able to get away from anybody that chases me, or I can beat anybody that races me or anything.
Yeah, I mean, even if you're one of those guys that's looking to get inside of those cars, then absolutely, you can get inside really quickly and then get away as fast as your legs will possibly allow you to.
Can I strap fucking machine guns to the side of it?
What's that?
Oh my god, I'm sorry. I'm watching Beavis and Butthead. It's making me laugh. You think I could possibly strap like a machine gun to the side of it or something? Like James Bond?
What I would do is maybe get some aero bars, and they almost act like a machine gun in themselves. At least you could pretend, and least it'll give you that feel. I mean, go over some bumpy roads, it'll feel like you're really firing off something of that caliber.
By any chance, you got like a clothespin and a playing card? Somehow clip that to the frame and it'll make like a sound or something.
Yeah, I think that I could accommodate that for you.
I would tip you for that because my buddy said that gave him 5 extra horsepower.
Oh, well, more like cutting down wattage, not so much horsepower. But yeah, I would agree with you. Definitely.
Man. I mean, English and Spanish, same thing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, apples and oranges, yeah.
For real. All right, man. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go talk with my brothers, and I'm gonna call you back, and we're going to rent some stuff. But I appreciate you talking to me, man. You sound real cool. But if we going to rent some bikes, we're going to come to you, man.
All right. I hope you do.
Man, we're going to punch you in the fucking face, you fucking fucker.
He was cool. Why'd you do that?
Oh, God.
Nobody's cool.
No one. but Rainus.
We could have gave him the URL and he probably would have came.
No, he's a cunt. That's the longest call I've ever heard. Okay, here we go. I'm going to do this one. It's a hair salon.
Get your hair did.
Ask if they can do your pubes.
Good afternoon, Salon Italy. Tell me your whole team.
Yeah, I was needing some styling.
I'm sorry?
My girlfriend tells me my pubes are too long. Could you put like an afro down there?
Excuse me?
Yeah, do you do like hairstyles?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, how much is it to get my pubes like cut and everything?
Haircut starts at $35 for men.
Is that all my hair?
Yeah.
Like my pubes, my butt, everything?
You know what? Go bother somebody else, all right?
What? I'm being for real.
Your pubes? Come on.
Yeah, they're really long and they're hanging out my pants.
Well, you know what? Go call somebody else, not mine.
Stupid cunt.
That's gross.
Here you go. Here's another salon. Somebody take it. Me and Dozer did a lot in a row, so one of y'all take it. Austin or no Canuck, take it. You hadn't did one in a while. Here,
not going.
Yeah, Canuck can have the next one. Here you go. It's called Hottie Hair Hawaii.
Oh, sweet.
You using a voice translator? Sound different.
Me?
Yeah.
Brian, go get your food or whatever, so we don't have to take a break.
Is it good now?
Yeah.
You said normal.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Hottie Hair, this is Jen.
That's better. Hi, Jen.
Can't hear you.
Can you move somewhere better? It's not as loud.
I'm sorry, who's this?
This is Barrett. I'm looking to make an appointment. Do you have any openings?
Okay, sure. When did you want to come in? What did you want to have done?
Whenever the soonest I can come in. But what kind of services do you do for men?
Hair.
Just
anything to do with.
No hair. Waxing or anything. Any hair.
Eyebrow waxing. Just eyebrows.
You wouldn't be able to wax my chest for me?
Yeah, I guess I am.
Are you in a car?
Why not? Yeah, I'm driving. Sorry.
That's not very safe. I need my haircut. I don't want you to go die.
No, it's all right. It's on my car phone, so it's like coming through my speaker.
Oh, so you're safe?
Yeah,
that's good.
How about tomorrow at 12 o'clock?
I'm really hairy. Would you be able to do any other waxing? Like, my girlfriend really wants me to get waxed. And I've been calling around and no one else will do it for me.
Like your chest?
Yeah, and my back and my butt.
Yeah, I probably can't do your butt, dude. I'm sorry.
Why not? My girlfriend says it's okay.
Yeah, I get that, but I just don't have, like, my salon doesn't have the facilities to do that. Like, I don't have any private rooms or anything like that.
I can bring some towels. We can hang them from the roof.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, because there's other clients getting services and stuff, like, I could do your chest and your back, but I can't really do your butt.
I could offer you a little bit more money. You can come to my house and do it, or you can go to yours or wherever, a hotel maybe?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to refer you over to my other stylist. She does more body waxing.
Is she in the car with you?
No, she's not. I can give you her number. Her name is Leslie.
Okay.
and her number is 808-778-1709.
Okay. Is she hot?
Dude, are you kidding me right now?
Well, no, because I wanted a Brazilian wax. Well, I don't want some big cow waxing me.
I mean, pretty, but I don't really think that should make a difference, you know?
Well,
like,
I'm... against that, but that's not what I was looking for,
okay.
But I'm okay with it.
Well, if you want to call her and talk to her about waxing, then that's fine, but I'm going to go ahead and end this call now.
Why? Can I...
Because...
I got a...
disgusting, dude.
I got
we're
my friend here.
You,
okay, I'm sorry.
We're
I'm sorry.
Fucking hairstylist, okay? So
why are you swearing at me now? Fucking whore.
Okay. Call her friend.
I didn't write it down. Her,
I did.
Oh, cool. We can, but, what's funny is her pictures on the thing, she don't look that bad. You should have offered her $1,000 for private waxing.
No, fuck, you should ask him for a wax.
I don't need wax. I don't have much hair.
Who's doing this?
I'll do this one.
Is this Leslie?
No. Try this one. I'm calling a veggie place and asking for meat. What time is it in Hawaii? It's pretty late. Let me Google some stuff.
Probably close. You should take that Leslie number, and while you're searching that, one of us could talk to her.
You got it written down? Give it to me.
I put it, look up in the Skype.
Put a plus one in front of it. It's 1:30 in Australia. They call some Aussies. You want to call Aussies?
My Aussies.
Okay, here you go. Y'all talk to Lizzie. Say the other lady said you'd give her a happy ending.
What was her name?
Leslie. Her name's Leslie.
No, the other.
Sorry, I'm not available to take your call right now. Just leave me your name and number.
Facebook.
Let's see. Remember that call we did? We called the zoo and tried to rent the koala bear. Like, what?
Oh, yeah.
In Canada, it's 11:33.
Yeah. YOLO Q. All of Canada. They only got one time zone.
Yeah.
Let's see. That's weird that they only got one time zone.
I don't know. It's pretty weird.
That'd be cool if the eastern time zone in the United States stretched all across Canada.
What was it? Oh, God.
I mean, you gotta admit, though, Canada pretty much is America.
But better. Yeah, pretty much.
You guys borrow everything from us.
Y'all care if I call a veterinarian?
Why the fuck would you call a veterinarian?
Just to fuck with him.
Yeah, ask him for some ketamine.
There's more than three.
There's like five or some shit.
I mean, they're not real doctors, so what are they gonna do? I'm gonna fucking insult this vet. Everybody mute.
Good afternoon, Hawthorn East Vet. This is Joe.
Can I speak to the vet, please?
To who, sorry?
The veterinarian, please.
Yes, can I ask what it's in regard to?
It's regard to my animal.
Okay, I just need a bit more information, sorry. The vet's just busy with consultations. Can I help you with something, or what's in regard to your animal?
I was in the woods, and I'm here on vacation. I'm American, and I accidentally hit a swarm of koalas, And I got like 12 koala bears that are like half dead. I need y'all to fix them. I accidentally hit a swarm of koalas, like 12 koalas with my truck. I was playing around trying to hit them, and I think I killed one of them, but I got like 4 of them still alive, and I need you to fix them so I can like try to hit them again. How much would that be?
All right, I'm...
I want to try one of those.
What?
I want to try one of those.
But that was fun.
You gave me a really good idea. That was funny as hell.
I want you to fix this so I can hunt them again.
Oh, God.
Oh. Here you go. What's up, deuces?
This is Renee.
Hey, Renee, how are you doing? I'm calling from the Deforestation League. I wanted to speak with the veterinarian. Hello?
Yeah, they're just in consults at the moment. Could I get them to call you back?
Oh, no, can I just talk to you or something? Maybe you can help me out.
What was it regarding?
You work there, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, like I said, I'm from the Deforestation League, and we were hitting a large portion of forest with napalm. And we accidentally hit a few of the koalas that were hiding up in the eucalyptus trees.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if maybe you guys could repair some of the third-degree burns and broken bones that they have from falling out of the trees. You know, for these koalas.
How many of them would there be?
There's 35. Some of them don't even have legs.
And this has happened now?
No, it happened a while ago. We were deforesting a portion of forest when it happened. We were using napalm.
When did it happen?
A few months ago.
And where are these koalas now?
Well, we didn't realize. We just found them today. They're in the forest.
Okay, do you mind us holding a moment?
Oh, I'm saying up. She's like all police. Like, oh, they like koalas are like a sacred animal there. You can't just... I don't think you can.
Oh, God.
Some don't have legs.
Rainus with, can we eat them?
35. Fucking ass.
Just asked if you could fuck them.
Watch this call. Everybody mute. This will be funny.
Good afternoon from Street Vet and Wellness Center. This is Yo speaking.
Yeah, I have a question. Can I speak to the vet?
I'm sorry, the vet's busy at the moment. Can I help with the...
Yeah, I just came from America. I wanted to box a kangaroo, so I went and found one, and I was boxing it, and I knocked it out, and so I think it's got a concussion. Can I bring it there and you fix the kangaroo so I can box it again?
That's very funny. I'm sorry, we don't see kangaroos here. You'd have to go to an exotic animal hospital.
How do you eat them? Do I just cut the tail off and drink the juice like the aboriginals?
You're a very funny guy. Are you for real? Are you calling for real?
I have a real kangaroo. I was boxing.
Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
Where
sir?
Am I calling from? Mm. I'm around you. I'm in Richmond.
Oh, yeah. What street?
I'm near Swan.
You're in Swan Street, are you?
Yeah, I'm near you right now. But what happened was like when I was boxing a kangaroo, I was using a knife, so I kind of cut one of its arms off. Can you replace it with a wooden arm?
Oh, that's not very nice. I'll have to report you to the RSPCA if that's the case.
No, I bought this kangaroo.
Would you like to give me your details?
I bought this kangaroo legally from a black dude, one of them aboriginals. He said it was
a sacred. I don't think you're allowed to use a knife against a kangaroo. So I'd like to take some details from you.
Okay. It punched me in the face first.
And what's your name?
My name is Dingo Ate My Baby.
All right, so I've had enough now. Thank you very much
later,
for calling.
Cunt.
Bye.
Can I fuck a koala?
Joke after joke. That was funny.
Can you replace the arm with a wooden arm? Oh, I need one more. I got one more funny thing with veterinarian.
He was getting, like, so... Oh, fuck.
I got one more funny thing that I can do. I was trying to. This is funny as fuck, meet y'all's mind. I'm even laughing at it before I do it. Press. Hey, what's up, Deuces X? Macarena. Rainus. Thanks for listening. We've almost doubled.
Good afternoon, Greenwood Hospital. This is Kelly.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I was like melting armor onto a kangaroo because I was trying to make an attack kangaroo, and I accidentally punctured one of its arms because I was trying to like put a steel arm on it, so when it punches people, it's like steel. Like, can you like fix that up? The only reason I'm calling that, the only reason I'm calling ahead, because it's kind of awkward, because half the body of the kangaroo is like, it's got like armor on it, and it's got like knives on its back, like razor sharp talons.
Sorry, I'm not quite certain what you're talking about. Is this a wild kangaroo?
Yeah, what I did is I called a kangaroo. Then I'm really good with metals, so I built it armor, and I'm going to fight it. I'm going to train it to attack people.
Okay. Well, you might need to find someone else. A vet can't really help you with that. I'm
no,
sorry.
But it hurt. I hurt its arm, and I need.
You've hurt the kangaroo's arm.
It accidentally got hurt when I was trying to weld metal to its arm, so when it punches, it would be stronger.
Okay. Well, I don't really know. We don't really have anybody that would be able to help you at the moment.
Can you just hold on 1 second? I'll give you to the guy that called it for me, and he can tell you more. Here he is. It's Desmond.
Hey, what's going on? I'm the one who caught the rule.
Okay.
And yeah, what I did, you know, have you ever seen a little bag trick? You know, if you put a kangaroo in a bag, it'll fall asleep. You know that?
Well, you may. The thing is, if it's a wild kangaroo, you might need to call a werewildlife.
No, yeah, I know it was wild, but I caught it and I trained him for 5.5 years. I trained him in ninjutsu and karate and Krav Maga, and he knows what he's doing. He can borderline communicate with a human. He's smart.
Now. Okay, well, you'd have to bring it in. You'd have to bring it in so that we can have a look at it.
You don't do house calls.
No, we don't. No, sorry.
Ah, shit. All right, hold on. Talk to Patton real quick. Hold on. I gotta go get the kangaroo.
What we'll do, we'll ride it in because we made a metal like saddle for it, and we ride it.
That'd be brilliant. Would love to see that. That'd be great.
Okay, we'll ride the kangaroo in. And
all right, no worries.
My friend Desmond lives in its pouch, so that'd be really cool.
Oh, cool. All right. Would love to see that.
I'm only 48 inches tall.
Oh, beautiful.
Fucking Aussies get sarcastic as fuck.
I'm only 48 inches tall.
Oh, yeah. Good for you. Fuck you, you whore.
I'm going to look up soul food before y'all treat.
Man, what y'all need to do is fucking give Dr. Phil a Craigslist ad with one of them she-males.
We can call Craigslist really late, and they'll get really mad because it's so late. If you know.
Yeah.
Find us numbers on Craigslist.
I'll call my sexy ass black voice.
In Kansas City.
I'm gonna try out my fucking voice.
Here, I got some numbers.
What's dangerous up?
Well, fuck your dick.
What numbers are those?
Yeah.
Hookers. Yeah, I agree. The voice changes aren't that
hookers.
Believable.
Yeah,
why do you got so many hookers, dude?
It's his
someone put them in the pirate pad. Someone call someone.
Back page.
Their back page, yeah.
The back page.
The more numbers, the better. They're thirsty for dick. They gotta answer.
Please leave your message for 91762.
457.
Did you read that, Chase? We almost have double people than last week. We did, like, 15 minutes.
That's fucking tight. There's a lot of people in there.
Okay. What's that mean? You are all candle cooling blank.
I don't know.
No idea.
This song is... I think it's Hard Knock Life. Yeah, no, yeah, it's Hard Knock Life by Jay-Z. It's the instrumental.
Why are you playing me?
They're not doing a call. I play it in between calls.
We should do some more Timmys.
That's smart.
They always pick up.
Should do some East Coast residentials. If we got them. I don't know what else we got a ton of hookers. I don't know. Call one of those again.
Yeah, actually, should I call on, either the hookers or these?
Or call those, yeah.
Hookers are smart, dude.
Yeah, they get pranked every 5 minutes.
You just gotta yell at them. That's all you can really do.
Who's this, Dozers?
Hey, Clint. What you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. I just need my dick serviced.
Hmm?
I want you to service my dick, bitch.
Can you say that one more time?
I want you to service my penis.
Okay, have a nice night.
Why?
I think you gotta talk in code with hookers or some shit.
I need you to light my candle. You can have this one, Dozer.
Hello, Matthew.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Good, Matthew.
Yeah, I wanna get with that. I need my candle lit.
What time you like come?
Huh?
What time would you like to come?
Do you speak English?
You speak English?
I'm speaking English. Yeah, you speaking English. I can't understand y'all. Yeah. Speaking gibberish to me, man.
What are you talking about?
Listen, I want to come up there, I don't know, 1 o'clock good? 1 a.m.?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to be there at 1 a.m.
What's your name?
My name Desmond. And I need to be serviced.
What's your name again?
Desmond. D-E-S-M-O-N-D. Desmond.
Okay, Desmond. Okay.
Yeah, baby. You going to be the one doing the work. You care if I stick the tip in? Hello?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, you going to be the one servicing me?
Okay. Come to the one. You say 1 o'clock, right?
Yeah, 1 o'clock, baby.
You know where this is?
I know where you at.
Okay.
I've been there before. I was there before. I got the Jap chick.
See you 1 o'clock.
All right, you gonna be the one servicing me? I want an older woman.
Not me, okay?
You got any older women, like women over 40, but still really hot, like any MILFs, anything?
If you're interested, you come over. You can see, okay?
Can I speak to your pimp? I mean your manager?
I'm manager.
The pimp, the manager, whatever you got. Can I speak to him? Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, let me speak to your pimp, bitch.
What? You want to come or not? That's it. That's what I don't know.
Yeah, I told you I'm going to be there at 1 o'clock. Let me talk to your pimp.
Okay, you come to sit.
Let me talk to your pimp.
What?
You heard me, bitch.
I don't want you to come, okay?
Chinga tu madre.
I'm
going
to be there.
That's the best,
nigga. She called me a nigga. I'm going to be there at 1 o'clock. Hello? Baby? Hello? I'm sorry. Do you still love me? Oh, she's
nigga.
What? She got mad and asked for a pimp.
Yeah.
She ain't like that.
Okay, whoever wants this one.
What is it?
Another hook.
Hooker.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hold on a second, I'm eating Cheez-Its.
Excuse me?
I'm eating Cheez-Its. One second. Okay. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I was calling to inquire about your service charges.
Are you police, law enforcement, or anything?
No.
No, I'm not, neither am I. Well, it's 70 for the quick stop, 120 for the half, and 160 for the hour.
So, if I'm FBI, that's fine, just not police, right?
Excuse me?
If I'm, like, FBI, that's cool, just not police, right? Ma'am?
What the fuck?
Shit out of her.
Hell yeah, dude. Quick stop.
She's not doing anything for the rest of the night.
She didn't say FBI. She said police.
I think she's the law enforcement, though.
No, she said she
FBI was. Is technically not law enforcement.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Oh, fuck.
I had to do it. I'm sorry. I was impersonating Larry. Never do that again.
I'm RCMP. Does that count?
No, you just said what if.
Here you go, Austin. You ain't did one in a while.
I don't even know how to talk to a bitch.
You're doing a three-way tomorrow, so you need to practice.
I guess so.
Ask her how to convince a chick to do that.
Yeah, ask her for tips for tomorrow.
We'll call that one I talked. We'll call that one I talked to that was like really weird. Here she is.
Explain what you're doing and then ask for tips.
Dude. Call the girl with the big nose.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, baby, what's going on?
Not much.
Just chillaxing?
Huh?
I dig it. So, I was inquiring about your fees.
Huh?
I got your ad off Backpage. I was inquiring about your goddamn fucking fees.
I got
one. Be harsher at the gate.
I'll do one.
Hookers have feelings too.
It's not fair. They make thousands of dollars every night. It's fucked up.
Yeah, really.
Just for sucking skin. That's fucked up. Why can't men do that? Women's got all the power right there.
You can own them.
How much is it forever?
I'm sorry, but the person you called has
it's
a voice.
Asia. It's still a freaking like Asian family.
Somebody find more numbers for reals. Much for ninja.
Sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
I'm calling all of them.
Goodbye.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
How much?
I'm
going
to answer your call.
How much to punch you?
Your call has been forwarded to an
8683.
That didn't work out.
Nope.
We need more numbers for real.
I don't know. I think that's we got numbers in the pirate pad.
We're not stopping any. We're at least going to midnight, so let's do it.
I'm going to get some prostitutes.
We don't need more prostitutes. We need something else. We need new.
Oh,
think yeah. New in your mind. Let's do some restaurants. Let's see. Pizza Hut in Australia. They have Pizza Huts in Australia?
Oh, I'm getting a restaurant I was just at last weekend that was fucking awful.
They have Domino's in fucking
Australia.
Yeah.
I guess pizza. No.
Just go order a bunch of pizzas for no reason at all.
Just put it to someone's house?
Nope. Just go order. Make them cook them. That's mean, ain't it? I need 15 pizzas.
Domino's Pizza Hutchman?
Can I make an order?
Hello?
Yeah, I want an order. An order. An order. An order.
Hello?
You're stupid, dude. You're
God damn it.
Could y'all not hear me?
I heard you.
I heard you both just fine. I don't know what he was doing. He was not talking.
Fucking jerking it.
I'm gonna make him deliver it to the other Domino's. Y'all want me to do that?
Yes.
Good afternoon, Domino's Malden.
Can I make it? Do y'all deliver?
Yeah, we deliver.
I need to make an order.
Can I get your phone number?
Yeah, it's 9954. Yeah. 4826
9954 4826
Yeah.
Your name?
John.
Your address?
It's 266 Racecourse Road.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in Flemington.
You gotta call the Flemington, it's Malvern store.
Huh?
This is Malvern, you gotta call the Flemington store.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm at 1412 High Street in Malvern.
1412 High Street?
No, 1413 High Street. I'm right by y'all.
I can get you?
What?
You're 1413?
Yeah, High Street in Malvern. I'm sorry, I just moved here. I'm American. Can you ready for my order?
Yep.
I need 4 large supreme pizzas.
Yep.
And that's it. How much is that?
That'll be $50.
How long will it take?
Take another 35 minutes, 35 to 45 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I made them deliver it to themselves. Jeez.
He used to be so pissed.
I gave them their own address.
I don't think he's making it because he said $50 really quick.
I don't know. Let's try Flemington. I messed that one up.
Yeah, because after you said the first address and then you completely changed it.
Yeah, because I messed up. It was fucked up. I want to make them deliver it to their cells. I say I'm behind and I'm like in a dumpster behind the street.
Tom, this is Flemington. How may I help you?
I need to make an order.
For pickup or delivery?
Delivery.
Which suburb?
I need 4 large supreme pizzas.
Which suburb it is?
Excuse me?
Where are you calling from? Which suburb?
I'm in Flemington.
Yeah, can I have your phone number?
Yeah, it's 9954-6823.
6823?
Yeah.
What's your address?
It's 266 Racecourse Road.
Is it 266?
Yeah, Racecourse Road.
And what's your name?
My name is John Stevens.
And 266, is that a business or what?
No, it's me.
What's that, man? It's our address. It's the Domino's address? 266.
Yeah, I'm right beside y'all. I live in a dumpster.
What's that?
I live in a dumpster behind Domino's.
Yeah, you can come and order here, man.
I can't because I have no legs or arms.
Don't. I can't take any order from this number. You're calling from a private number?
No, I have no legs or arms, sir. Please.
That's fine, man. Don't worry.
Don't do this to me.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
That guy was so intense.
It took him a minute to figure out where that address was, though.
Yeah.
I wish I could find two places like right next to each other and have them delivered. Then call them. We'll call them back in a few minutes. Where's places like that? Is there any places that are still open in Canada, like delivery places?
West Coast.
I have a Dino's Pizzeria in here, but
we need two. We need two of the same places that are in the same place.
In the same, like, on...
Yeah, like two Domino's in the same place, and we'll get it delivered to the Domino's.
We'll look for it.
We'll have each Domino delivered to the other Domino's.
The only thing I can think of is we have Tim Hortons, two Tim Hortons.
Do they deliver?
I got...
They might. You could call and ask.
I got two Domino's in Vancouver that are pretty close.
Let me call them and see if they're open. Give me the addresses and everything.
Tim Hortons don't deliver.
In my town, you can the cab to pick up anything, and they call.
Hey, will you call
number? Okay, there's the first Domino's.
Here. Call that number for me real quick.
We'll try Hawaii.
Yo, what's up, dude?
What's up, man?
Hey, I'm calling about the aviation headset, David Clark headphones.
Oh, what's up, man?
Yo, dude, I wanna cop those, man. I'm a DJ and shit, and I think those would look really cool, like on my head.
Oh yeah, that would be cool.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's a lot of times we go to the rave and like the people get like really high and stuff, and it'd be cool if they thought like I was like a pilot or something. You know, have you ever been like just like hallucinating like so bad, like you thought you were like an airplane or some shit? You know, I mean, like, you know, 30,000 feet, you know, like flying.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Whatever, dude. All right, yeah. So, do you want to meet up? I can pick those up from you.
Yeah, when you want to get them.
Do you got a cop tonight? I meet you around maybe McDonald's. Is there McDonald's by you or Walmart or something?
I can't tonight.
I see you're an Ironbound. Maybe you could just meet me in one of the gas stations real quick. I could give you the money and maybe meet me behind the gas station in the alley or something where nobody would really see us. It'd be dark. Because I want to meet at night. So then, you know.
Okay, let me try this. I found two in Hawaii. Let me try it real quick. They're near each other. I think. I'm going to zoom to 1 a.m. in Hawaii. Mute.
Aloha, and thanks for calling Domino's. Our specials right now are... This call may be recorded for quality control purposes.
No!
We'll be right with you to take your order. Please visit our new Pizza Theater store in Kapolei at the new Foodland Shopping Center.
Would you think Domino's for this delivery or carry out?
Delivery.
How's it going today?
Fine.
What's your number, please?
It's 737-0888.
It's for Shell at 2920 South King Street, apartment 404.
Nuh-uh. I got a different address.
Oh, okay. But your phone number is 737-0888.
I mean 0888, correct? Yeah, 0888.
Yeah, that's what I said. And what is your name, sir?
Yeah, it's John Paul.
John Paul.
Yeah.
Okay. And your address?
It's 3298 Campbell Avenue.
What was the street's name again, sir?
3298 Campbell Avenue.
Campbell, okay.
Campbell Avenue.
Yes, sir. And your apartment number?
There ain't no apartment.
Oh, so it's a house then?
Yeah.
Okay, and what would you like tonight?
I want two large Supremes.
Okay. We actually have a special, two large specialty for $12 each.
Okay, that'd be cool.
Yeah, so what kind of Supreme? I mean, what kind of Supreme? You said Supreme Rights first.
Yeah.
Okay, two Supreme. Let me just get that one for you. And what kind of crusting would you like?
Thick.
Actually, Supreme is extravaganza. Supreme is actually for Pizza Hut, just to let you know.
Well, whatever you got, Supreme is.
And also, that's going to be in hand sauce.
You don't got a Supremish pizza?
We're not actually Pizza Hut. We're Domino's, so we have extravaganza.
Yeah, that's what I want. Give me two of them.
Anything else?
No, they have, like, peppers, and they have, like, olives and all that on it.
I'll check for you, actually, the toppings. And that one comes with pizza sauce, cheese, pepperoni, sausage, ham, mushroom, onion, green pepper, black olive.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want that.
Yeah? Okay. Anything else? Anything to drink?
Uh-uh.
Okay. You told us it's going to be $28.26. Would you like to pay this with credit card or cash?
I'll pay it with cash when he's here. How long is it going to be?
About 15 minutes.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, she's delivering to that other Domino's. Now, let me call the other Domino's and have them deliver there.
Nice. That's fun. And then we'll call him back in a little while and get the reaction. That's a good idea.
They're going to pass each other on the road.
Pretty much.
Yeah, really.
Everybody be quiet. Oh.
Aloha, and thanks for calling Domino's. Our specials right now are 1 PM. This call may be recorded for quality control purposes. We'll be right with you to take your order. Please visit.
Thank you for choosing Domino's.
I need to make an order. Delivery, please.
Delivery. And the phone number starting with the area code?
Yeah, it's 737.
737.
8426.
And the area code?
808.
Address?
It's 3298.
3298.
Campbell Avenue.
Avenue. House or an apartment?
House.
Name?
It's John Burr, J-O-H-N, last name B-U-R-R.
And do you need the driver to give you a call when they get there?
No. I'll be here.
All right.
Be on the front.
Now, what can I get for you today?
I need two large, I'm trying to think what they're called. They're like Supreme pizzas.
Extravaganza?
Yeah.
Okay.
How long will that be, probably? And how much is it?
So that was all for the order?
Yeah.
Total with delivery charging tax came to $31.40.
Okay. And how long will that be?
It should be ready and out to you in about 45 to 55 minutes.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay, how would you like to pay for that?
Cash.
Not a problem.
Okay, bye. Okay, so we got two pizzas going to two different pizza joints.
Dude, I mean, you had to make the show last.
Their pizza was really more expensive than the other one.
Yeah, I
noticed that. It was $26. It was $26 and 15. Well, that first one we called had a 1-star rating on their cleanliness.
Oh.
The other one was 5-star rating, the expensive one.
Oh.
I guess you get what you pay.
Whatever fell on the floor.
Dude, let's do those Craigslist ones.
Y'all gotta remind me to call these places back now.
They're costumes.
Could you imagine a Domino's delivery driver going to Domino's and be like,
put those two numbers somewhere so you remember them?
I got them. But wouldn't
okay,
that,
I'll remind you. At
wouldn't that be hilarious, though?
Or yeah,
like, what? What? We like your Domino's better than our Domino's. Okay, what do we got now? Why ain't nobody talking in the chat? Y'all talk in the chat.
Yeah, no, nobody's who's talking right now. It's all cool, though.
Everybody's listening, man.
A lot of people listening.
So, you guys, we gotta fix the stream next time you stream. You're streaming at 64. We should be at 128, but we'll do that next time.
Yeah. I'll fix that. But, yeah.
Fix it right now, because you'll...
No, it'll kick us off.
Yeah. What else?
I'm searching on Craigslist right now, trying to find some weird
shit. Let's do the 1700 Club. It's late, and they'll probably be in the rooms.
All right, hold on.
I got one for a hotel. Whoops.
You can do the numbers.
Yeah.
I'll be right back while you do it.
Who's got this?
Got to dial the numbers first.
Hello. Gosh. Thank you for calling the MedChat 6 of Boston. One moment,
first
please.
First one to answer.
Okay.
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. One moment, please. The person you are trying to reach is... One moment, please. The person you are trying to reach is currently... One moment, please. The person you are trying to reach... One moment, please.
Trying to get one here. Just hold tight. Whoops.
The person you are trying to reach is... One moment, please. One moment, please.
Hello.
Yes, this is Ryan Dozier calling down from the front desk.
Yes.
Yes, what's going on down there, sir? We've been getting several complaints from the rooms adjacent to you and below you. What's going on?
There's nothing going on. I'm watching the game. But you sure you got the right room? It's 316. Ain't nothing going on in this room. You hear anything?
No, yeah, no. I'm positive. Because the room next to you flooded. They were saying that maybe you flushed something down the toilet that you shouldn't have, like you know, some kind of drugs or something. Is you thought the police were here? But
that's not. You sure you got the wrong room?
No, yeah, but there's nothing. How many people do you have in the room? It's not a problem. I'm just, you know, we can stay cool.
Hey, buddy, you have to have the wrong room. Like, there's nothing going on here.
All right, here. Hold on 1 second. Hold on one second. Hey, what's going on? This is Desmond. I'm the security officer down here at the front desk. I'm gonna deal with this evening. My name is Desmond.
Hey, buddy, you gotta have the wrong room. There's nothing going on here.
Yeah, I've been walking around, and I gotta say I haven't heard that much noise, but you know what I'm saying, we got a lot of complaints. You know what I'm saying? I'm not everywhere all the time like God is or anything. I'm just a security guard, and I wasn't, you know, there, and I need to talk to y'all to make sure that, you know, this ain't really happening.
One of y'all can walk up here right now, bro, because ain't nothing going on in this room. I ain't even got my company in here yet. Like, it's crazy. You gotta have the wrong room. They have to be complaining on the wrong.
You having people over tonight?
No, I got somebody coming over, but ain't nobody been here yet.
Is he gonna have any kind of narcotics with him or anything, or any kind of alcohol or any cigarettes?
Oh, no, nothing like that. It's gonna be a female, and it's not. Ain't no parties or nothing in here.
You don't got no cigarettes?
Yeah, I got cigarettes. What are you talking about?
You smoking in the room?
Yeah, this is a smoking room.
Oh, okay. You got condoms or anything? You need any condoms? I can get you some. I can bring some up for you for a tip or something. You know what I'm saying? If you got some weed, you know what I'm saying? We can raise.
When he said he has a female, you just said we don't allow hookers at this hotel.
Oh, that was funny. Should have chimed in.
Yeah, that would have been funny.
Call him back.
Hello, and thank you for calling me.
One moment, please.
Just tell them we don't allow hookers.
Hello?
Sir, listen, my manager said we don't allow hookers in the hotel. You can talk to him if you want.
You said what happened?
My manager's here. He wants to talk to you about having hookers in the hotel. Please hold.
Sir, this is Patton Fox, the general manager, and we have reports of you having a female in a room, a female hooker.
There's no hookers. What is you talking about?
Is there a female in the room?
No, it's not no female in the room.
Yeah,
not
we have
right
reports
now.
That you said you hired a female and she's coming into your room.
No, I didn't hire no female. This is my girlfriend coming to my room. What
can you
about?
Prove she's your girlfriend?
Yeah, I can prove that she's my girlfriend.
How can you prove it? Because we don't allow hookers. We're not a brothel, sir.
What are you talking about? I'm not having no hook in here.
You need to provide pictures of y'all's long-term relationship on demand when we come up there.
Man, get out of here. Y'all gonna give my money back for this room because y'all talking about I got hookers coming. I ain't got no fucking
yeah,
hookers.
Yeah, we'll give you $5 back so you can go buy crack rock, you nigger.
Oh, my God.
I went a little racist there, but...
A little bit.
It was warranted for funny value.
Sure. Call another.
I could just see him putting his hands on his head.
Okay. Can I get this one?
Hello.
Yeah, sure.
One moment, please. The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a one moment, please.
Let's see who's at the front desk.
One moment, please.
See if it's that black lady. I'll tell her I've been getting prank calls.
I'll tell her.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Motel 6. This is Mary. How may I help you?
Hey, Mary, what's going on? I'm letting you know I'm going to be down there in a few minutes to all my stuff. I got the call from your manager and everything, and I packed up everything. I'm going to be down there in 5 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Mary.
You're welcome.
All right.
She don't give a fuck.
You should get someone to pack up all their stuff and go down there now.
Do it.
Bed bugs again. Bring the mattress.
First one to do it's the king of pranks tonight.
One moment, please.
We'll all take turns, and the first one to get somebody to actually go downstairs is the king.
Okay. Sounds like a
Dozer plan. Dozer can start, then Canuck, then me.
The person you are trying to reach is currently... One moment, please.
I don't know if there'll be enough rooms for this challenge.
Who's going first?
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message.
It was a 400.
Who's going first?
You have entered an invalid extension number. Please try again.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Motel 6 of Baltimore, Maryland.
One moment, please.
We never hit the 400.
The person you are trying to reach. One moment, please. The person you are. One moment, please. The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. One moment, please. The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message, and they will.
Yeah, no one's up there.
Let me try this. This is retarded, by the way, what I'm about to do.
Bonsai message.
Bonsai.
Hello, this is Miyako restaurant.
Is this Japanese?
Yes.
Bonsai. Bonsai?
Miyako restaurant, may I help you?
Bonsai! Say it with me. Say bonsai! Oh, bonsai.
Bonsai!
Bonsai! I actually had a guy that would do it with me at one restaurant.
The person you are trying to reach is not accepting calls.
He was a Japanese dude, and I said, bonsai! And he was like, bonsai!
Bonsai.
It was the greatest moment in my life, honestly. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know why. That just seems really cool to do, though, and they do it back. That lady at the beginning was like, what the fuck is that? Here, Dozer, you try it. Just go bonsai.
Alright.
Hey, this is
bonsai.
Hi.
Bonsai.
Hello.
Bonsai.
This is your head, you see?
Yes. No.
You got to put emphasis in it. Yeah. Try it again. Say bonsai.
No, I can't be too loud.
Let me try it.
Oh.
I'll try it.
Hey, I found a bagel place. So I'm going to do something racist here, guys. So. This is, if you're sensitive to calls of racism, do not listen to this next call. You have been forewarned.
But don't be a bitch and just still listen.
fun. It's fun in Yelp. You can type in certain stuff that people leave reviews, like ghetto, and it tells you, it finds all the ghetto places.
God damn it.
Why are you saying that? My leg. We got 30 minutes left on the show, in my opinion.
Until we can call those pizza places back?
Oh, we need to call them back, don't we?
Yeah, and that'd be roughly another, like, 30, 40 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, 25 minutes.
That one was 15 minutes.
No, I'm just at 50.
First yeah, said 15. Stupid. I have eagle memory. First
I swear that... I swear they said 50.
The second one did. The first one said 15.
No, I swear they did too. We just misheard them. I swear. 15 is impossible. It's the same place. They ordered the same thing.
It's a different spot, dude. I'm eagle.
It's impossible.
You're just jealous of my eagle memory.
I'll tell you why.
Tell you that you're jealous of my eagle memory? Yeah.
No, because Domino's just recently advertised.
Domino's just recently advertised that they said 15.
As if they take at least 30 minutes to make a pizza. No, 15, fine, but watch. Like, seriously, there's not going to be 15.
They just recently advertised that you're wrong. And I'm right.
Thank you for calling Kukui Plaza. If you know your party's extension, you can press it at any time. If you would like to read the security...
I don't know what this is. Oh, this is apartments, dude. Hello?
Kukui Plaza Security.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my friend's room. What does the room number start with?
Which room?
I think it's like 28. Is that how they work, or how do they work?
Yeah, what's the room? 28. That's a 28th floor, but what room number?
Oh, so there's 28 floors. How does it work, though? Is it like 28-1?
Yeah, 28-01, 28-02.
Okay, thanks, buddy. 28-01.
Thank you for calling the Kui Plaza. If you know your party's extension, you can...
This is 28-03.
I am sorry. That's not a valid extension. Please try again.
28th floor. First room.
I am sorry. That's not a valid extension. I am sorry. That's not a valid extension. Please try again.
How does it work? Anybody want to try it?
This is like 2604 or whatever.
I am sorry. That's not a valid extension. Please try again. I am sorry.
Okay. Man, that would be awesome, their apartments. Let me listen to the thing.
Thank you for calling Kukui Plaza. If you know your party's extension, you can press it at any time. If you would like to reach EVA Security Console, press 1. Diamond Head Security Console, press 2. Maintenance Department, press 3. Security Office, press 4.
Man, that place sounds like it's locked fucking down. I ain't calling it.
Yeah.
They got like 3 security firms just to guard apartments. What the fuck is that? That's like Pearl Harbor security.
Just call that hotel back.
We did hotel calls already. We got 30 minutes. Let's just fuck around and call.
Okay.
What's everybody gonna do after the show? Sleep?
I don't know. I'll probably
eat a bunch of shit and then sleep.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Thank you for calling 7-Eleven. Luanu Marion speaking. May I help you?
You sound depressed, lady.
Hello?
Are you sad?
I'm sorry?
Are you sad?
No.
You sound sad. Why don't you quit your job?
Cannot.
Why not?
I love to work.
You love to work?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could work the streets and make more money. How much for a donut?
Donut?
Yeah.
Well, there are different prices.
There he is.
I'm sorry.
Are you okay? Hey, it's yes. Austin. Are you okay? You sound really depressed. I happen to be a social worker. What can I do for you?
I'm okay.
Are you sure? Are you unhappy mm-hmm. with your life?
Yes.
Oh. Why? What's wrong in your life?
Mm.
Do you need a boyfriend? What? I happen to be a great
I'm
lover.
I'm married.
Oh. Do you need a little something on the side?
No.
Are you sure? Does your husband shave down there? No, don't. Does he hit you? Fuck.
That bitch sounded depressed as fuck.
She was depressed, dude.
I feel bad for her. You can't prank people you feel sad for.
I was like, dude, as if he just gave me that call.
Here you go. Here's one.
Dude, she was Indian as fuck.
At least 7-Eleven.
What is this?
I don't know.
Just call 7-Eleven.
Random number.
Yeah. I'm just grabbing you. I mean, yo. Yeah.
Hello, sir?
Hello?
Is that the same cousin I was talking to?
Oh, what?
Yes, this is the same person. This is the same person.
Oh, the phone sound different on this side. Different phone.
Something must have happened. But, yeah, this is the same person, though. So can you help me out?
I was just talking to you about the refrigerator?
Yeah.
About the grandfather or the father was elderly?
Yeah, well, you were, but it's past his bedtime. He told me, he kind of gave me the gist of what's going on, and he gave me the phone and told me to give you a call back.
I'm sorry, I don't know what line I was on, though. Is he still on line two, the other guy, or?
No. He, like I said, he it's past his bedtime. He wanted me to take over the call. I'm his son.
Okay, hold on, please. Hold on.
Listen, sir.
What the fuck is this?
She called some place and then got somebody like in between transfers.
What the fuck?
It's on Yelp. Some business.
Refrigerator business.
If he calls, but if he says the other person's on the line, say no, I'm the real person. You want to hang up on him or keep him on?
Nah, you can hang up on him.
Yeah.
Here's a pool place. Somebody say that your friend said that you were going to play pocket pool with him, but you don't know how to do it, and you want to train for it. So when y'all do that? Say you want to learn how to play pocket pool because your best friend said he wants to play pocket pool with you.
Who's taking it?
You are.
Hey, this is the pool place, right?
Yes.
Okay, I was just inquiring about a couple questions about my friend said he wanted to play some pocket pool with me. Now, I just need a trainer for that. Do you have anyone who would play pocket pool with me and train me?
maybe our manager, that's it.
Your manager would? Can I talk to him?
Well, he left already.
Oh,
that's what it is.
So he can't play pocket pool with me because I would love to play me some pocket pool.
Well, he's not here.
How do you play pocket pool?
Huh?
How do you play pocket pool?
You never played before?
No, have you?
Yeah, I work here.
Yeah, so you play pocket pool there? With who?
Well, I don't play pocket pool anymore.
Well, why not? It's fun out here. Who'd you play pocket pool with?
Without the pockets.
Well, so what? You touch each other's wieners?
I said I played a table without the pockets.
What the fuck is that?
The three cushion table.
A three cushion table. Do you use lube when you play pocket pool? Because I hear a lot of couples do that. See, now my friend just told me about this. Why don't you play it? I heard it was fun.
I don't like it. So I don't play it.
So, do you lube the sticks?
Lube?
lube, yeah, like anal lube and vaginal lube and, you know, all the stuff. But, faggot.
He did say he don't play pocket pool no more.
He did play pocket pool a lot.
He's too old for that shit.
His manager didn't want to play pocket pool with me. What the fuck?
Let's see, what else do I got? Should we call this Dozer? Are you there?
Yeah.
Let me find those Hawaii places again.
Find another biker one.
I will. Let me find these Domino's. I gotta Google it. I closed the window, but I don't know how to find them. It'll be hard. Domino's.
Domino's. Is Dr. Phil still with us?
Okay, which one y'all want to call first? Here you go, Dozer. I'll let you do the first one. Just confirm that your order. Ask them if they got a delivery here.
It's going to be like 10 more minutes. But
no, you never know. Some of them come early. We'll call them back if not. Was it mine?
Aloha, and thanks for calling Domino's.
Tell them you're going to come pick it up at their restaurant.
This call may be recorded for quality control purposes.
From the other
restaurant. We'll be right with you to take your order. Please visit our new
Thank you for calling Domino's. How may I help you?
Hey, did you guys get the delivery?
Did we get the delivery?
Yeah, the pizza someone ordered.
I'm familiar with what's going on. What's your question?
Nothing. Go away.
God damn. It's one of your dog games.
Well, they're playing. Leave them alone.
That's what's funny.
They rule the world. We'll call the other one.
Was that the really shitty one?
No, this is the really shitty one. I'm trying to remember the drive on the other one. The driveway. I don't know, I forgot the other one.
Told you to write them down.
I don't write things. This is
or put, you know, just the, hope, like, paste it somewhere memory. Where you wouldn't forget it.
Eagle memory.
It is eagle memory. Let me know.
Yeah.
Eagles sometimes forget stupid stuff.
Was that the end of the show then?
Not until 12. Tired. Not until 12.
12? Okay.
Let's round it up, dude. Do exactly 3 hours. This is a way of the sub.
Subway Camp Shopping Center.
Hey.
Yes?
Do you have those subs?
Hello?
Yeah, do you have the toasted subs?
Toasted what?
Oh my god, you don't speak English. Subs. Subway. Sandwiches.
Yes, those
are talk to this idiot.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who was I speaking to? Hello?
Can you repeat that?
Do you speak fucking English?
Yes.
Okay, who was I speaking to?
Nicole.
Yeah, I called her asking about a sub, and she tried propositioning me for a blowjob. You know, this is a professional place. I don't appreciate that. What if I was calling from corporate? She told me she wanted to... Yeah, Nicole told me she wanted to slob on my knob. She said that.
She said...
Ma'am.
Yes?
Where is this place? Why don't they speak fluent English? Listen, she told me that she wanted to slob my knob. She told me she wanted to give me oral sex. What is this about? I just called asking you about a sandwich.
I'm not sure what.
Now you're doing it. Now you're. See, you just did it. Is your manager there? Where's your manager? What's your name?
Hold on.
$50 a man gets on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say, it's all these women and one man ruling them all. What's this number? I forget. Oh, this is a spa. I want this one. This is mine.
Did they hang up?
Yeah, I got this.
Happy endings.
Thank you for calling Spirulina Spa. Please leave a message.
Yeah. This is going to get funny, dude, right here, this one I'm about to call. I got act retarded. Bra. If you're listening to this podcast day 12, this call's for you. Day 12. Behind the scenes, working on the website.
Day 12, he's the man, bro.
Yo, bro, is this the skate shop?
Yep.
Yeah, I was wondering where I could find some punk-ass skaters to beat down, because I hate fucking skaters.
Hmm?
Where can I find some punk-ass skaters to beat down? I hate fucking skaters. They're stupid as fuck, dude. Where can I find a group of them?
Go to all the park. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, are you a skater, dude?
Yep.
Dude, you want to meet?
Sure.
Dude, I'll break that board over your fucking head. I hate skaters.
Cool.
Where do you want to meet, dude?
I'll meet you at Olive Park.
I'm going to give you to the guy I'm bringing. You better bring your crew. Here's my crew, Dozer.
Okay. Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on, man? You want to meet my bro? You want to scrap? You want to throw down?
Sure. Let's go.
All right, man. We're going to be up there with like 30 Crips, man.
Okay.
You down to ride with us, man?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, I'll tell you what. If you live and everything, you could be Crips, too.
Okay.
All right, man.
All right.
With Saeed!
Dude, no, like, cannot call back and try to talk to his manager saying that his employee wanted to fight.
He probably was the manager. Skate shop
was
stupid.
He sounded pretty young.
Yeah.
He's like, this is the skate shop. Oh my god. He called more skate shop. Me and Day 12 had this bra bro thing. Let's call Payless Shoe Source.
Fuck. Get some deals.
Yeah. Tell him somebody can tell him you bought a shoe, but they were both left feet and you don't know how they work. You're walking in circles because they have both left feet. How does it work?
Let Phil take it.
Phil, you got this.
Thanks for calling Kimis Alamana. This is Chrissy. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Hi. I'm sorry, hello?
Hey, who am I speaking to?
Chrissy?
How are you tonight?
Good, how are you?
Yeah.
I was like, who is this?
Pretty good. The thing, I was looking for a specific kind of shoes. The thing is, every other shop that I went to, I couldn't find it.
Okay, so, do you have the shoe number? The lot number?
The what?
Do you have the number that goes along with the shoe, the lot number, or are you going to explain it?
No, I'm looking for a specific kind of shoe. I don't know any number or anything.
Okay.
So so it's a Converse.
Okay, we don't carry Converse. We carry Airwalk, which is a similar look to Converse, but it's not the same brand.
Okay, so Airwalk?
Yeah.
Which kind of brands of Airwalks do you have?
Well, Airwalk is the brand, and it looks like Converse. It's kind of like the Converse knockoff.
It's the cheap white trash version.
What's that?
It's the cheap white trash version, because the thing is, I don't have too much money to spend, and you guys got, like, slip-ons?
Yeah, we have a slip-on, like a canvas Converse, like that, like the canvas
you
style.
You guys got slip-on shoes because this, you know what a fleshlight is? Because they fit right in. And whenever I fuck my fleshlight, it's like, it's real good when, you know, you put it in the shoe. All right, so I need the diameter.
I got a kind of risky call here, but I think it'll be funny.
What a fleshlight was.
Did y'all hear me? This call's kind of risky, but everybody mute. It's going to be funny.
Thank you for calling Town Shopping TLS. This is Alexis speaking. How may I help you?
Are you a mouse?
Excuse me?
Are you a mouse?
I most definitely am not a mouse.
You sound like a mouse.
I haven't been told that.
Okay, I have a question. I was in there, and I had some old shoes, so I just went over there and tried on some new shoes and put my old shoes in a box and walked out. But I don't really like them, so can I come get my old shoes back?
We can exchange you for the shoes that you took.
Okay, cool. I'm not in trouble or nothing, Nara. I thought they were free.
Oh.
You there?
Yeah.
Okay. I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, God.
Oh. I did that before, walk in there with shoes and put them in the box, walk out with me. That shit works, dude.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
She must be really small.
Yeah, really.
I like voices like that. Not at all.
Yeah, I do, too.
You just want to fuck it out of them. You get what I mean?
Fuck a voice, yes.
I get what you mean. Earlier, before the show, we were talking about girls with really small vaginas, and we just get pushed back out. That would be that kind of girl. Right there, for sure.
She's probably fat as fuck, honestly.
Probably.
Sports Authority, watch this. I like this.
Big girls have high voices like that.
Because my voice box is squished from the fat on my neck. I'm going to ask him random RBI baseball questions. This is Sports Authority. Got 10 minutes left, guys.
Thank you for calling the Sports Authority on Word. This is Z. I'm left your call.
Yeah, I was wondering, who do you think is going to win the World Series? Because this is the Sports Authority.
The World Series?
Yeah, next year in baseball. I was wondering who had the highest RBI in baseball also. I'm just asking sports questions to the Sports Authority.
Sorry.
Are you not Sports Authority?
Yes, we are.
Well, then, tell me, answer my questions. You're the authority on sports. It was stupid. Sorry.
Call back that shoe source, please.
Who knows now? Now it's been long enough.
They didn't. I'll call one. I don't know the number anymore.
Damn it.
Jesus.
Well,
you gotta call off some more Tim Hortons.
What's Forever 21?
Clothing store.
Little girl's store.
Tell it. Use your black voice and tell him you want to dress like a girl.
How wrong. Do I sound like a black dude?
You could act like a pedo and say you got a 6-year-old girl you want to dress up real nice.
Yeah.
I get the police called already.
Who's got this one? Who's got this?
I'm taking it.
Yeah.
Taking it?
Thank you.
phone. Serious bullshit.
I got this one. I just farted and it felt. I feel like I flew a little bit. You're
a dick.
So, I have a question. I come there and I got a drink and it tasted like crap. Like, what? I don't get it. What is wheatgrass?
Wheatgrass is nutrition.
It, like, but I saw, like, them put grass in my drink.
It's wheatgrass. It's different. It's wheat. Who is this?
Oh, my name is John, and I was just trying to complain to somebody because I saw an employee put actual grass in my drink.
No, it's not real grass. It's not the grass from your lawn. It's wheat grass. It's the baby wheat plant.
But it looked like grass, and they put it in my drink, and I didn't want that. What do I do?
Where are you?
I'm down the street.
But where did you get this?
Here, I'll let you talk to my brother, Dozer. Here he is.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello?
Yeah, what's going on?
Who is this?
This Desmond.
Okay, what is your question?
We had a question. Hello?
Yes, what
ma'am,
is your question? Yes.
We wanted to come in there tomorrow morning.
You want to come in here tomorrow morning?
We need to get fed. Is my daddy there? I'm real hungry.
Hello?
Why don't you keep going with the wheatgrass thing?
I forgot what you said.
You need to read.
I'm sorry, I'm done, dude. I don't want to be called anymore.
We got a few more minutes.
No, we're done.
No, dude. You gotta wait till 12. I want exactly 3 hours.
No. You ain't done, son. Yeah, I'm up for some calls.
Well, hey, if you was acclimated to the stream, we'd just give you the stream and go to bed.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't
soon
we?
Enough. Come on. Soon enough, oh yeah.
I'm sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
There's no more gelato bar? Dang.
Just call a bunch of cock.
Progressive auto sounds. Well, this would be funny.
You gotta call up.
This would be my last funny call for the night, guys. Y'all ready for it? My last funny call of the night.
I hope it's really funny.
It should be. Everybody mute. Mute. Somebody didn't mute. Those are mute.
I'm fucking muted.
Somebody didn't mute. Well, they didn't answer. I had to look up a number for this. Hush, puppies. No, I just hear somebody in the background. Let me see if my filter's not up, so I don't know. Somebody's actually hot mic'd. Sorry, I hear everything. My monitor. I have a monitor. You want to know hungover? I've been high since 8 o'clock this morning, and it's almost midnight. That's 12, 30, 40, 15, 16, 16, 17. I've been high for 17 hours, dude. You know how hungover I'm going to be when I wake up tomorrow? It's a fucking hungover.
Thank you for calling Stewart's Auto Service. Sorry we missed your call.
I need an auto place. Everybody hit their mic mute and redo it. I'll see what happens.
This is my mic when it's not muted. This is when my mic is muted.
Oh no, I'm hearing something in my monitor. I have an audio monitor. Let's cut the monitor off. Why can't I find an auto, please? Somebody find me a place that's open that sells speakers. Somebody find me that. Yeah, there is static in the background. I don't know who it's coming from.
You want some speakers, yeah?
Yeah, I want a place with speakers. That'll be our last call for that when they find it. We got 4 minutes.
I'm going to look up for it. I'll see if I can't find anything.
Everybody that came, we love you. Dozer don't, but I do. Right, Dozer, you don't love them, do you? No, he's AFK.
Yeah, Dozer fucking hates everybody.
Yeah, he told me. He's like, dude, I hate all these niggas.
Shout out to Dozer.
Come on. I need an auto place, guys, fast. Dachshunds, if you don't stop fighting, I want to beat you.
Oh, shit. That's a rental place that I just sent you on Skype.
That's fine. Let's do it. See, whoever just muted actually muted their mic for the first time.
I just unmuted, though.
Yeah, it's Calgary Sound. You were causing all the trouble.
Motherfucker.
Mute again. Mute again.
I just unmuted.
No, fix it. You had it fixed for a minute, but you fucked it up again. It's your shit. You gotta fix that. It drives me nuts.
I reached Chris at Calgary Sound Rentals. If you can drop.
It cuts in and out. It's like your mute don't work all the way. Like right now, it's perfect.
Me?
No. Barrett. His name was not. I guess we're done. I want to do a good call. We need a good call. But I need a speaker place.
We should call.
Find one in fucking Hawaii.
I'm trying. I'm searching. I can't find it.
We should do like one last like spree of cocks.
Here, I'll try this. I'll try this one in Hawaii, but he might not go for it. He's like Hawaiian. Probably the whole idea is probably fucking stupid. Here we go. Oh, that's such a clear sound. Almost. It's invalid. I don't know how to do it. Let me put it in my phone thing. There, that'll do it. 6-1. Okay, everybody mute. Invalid phone number. Grr. Well, fuck it, we're done with this. We need to cut the last bit of the show out because it was fucking the last 10 minutes is fucking stupid.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. I mean, you can always edit it out.
It's not a big deal. Everybody who listens, thank you for coming out. Appreciate the support.
Wait.
Go to the YouTube. Wait, what?
I got one more number. Let's try this. We're going to tell them the show's over.
Good afternoon, Girls of Grace. This is Shay speaking.
Hey, the show's over.
Yeah, this is Shay speaking.
Yeah, our show is over now.
Sorry?
Did you know our show is over?
Sorry?
This place is too loud.
It's trying to... The end is like horrible. I gotta fix it. We gotta have it on the end. We're not stopping until I get a good call. I'm sorry. I'm addicted to it and I have OCD. Let's try one more. We'll go to fucking 12 tomorrow if I don't get a call. I demand one more laugh for you guys.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment.
These motherfuckers. You motherfucker. Answer your phone. I can't call all that. That's ridiculous.
You at least got to put the plus ones or whatever. It's
plus 6-1.
Plus fours or plus whatever.
It's automatic for me, though.
Ugh.
For some reason.
Where is this at?
These are all cocks.
About to fall asleep. Where's this place at? They're probably closed. Where are you calling? I don't know, 44.
All these people are UK residential numbers. Oh shit, do you hear that?
Yeah.
My cat, believe it or not.
I want to end this. Why can't we just get one call? I don't get it. Why can't nobody fucking answer? It's ridiculous. You know how I'm going to do this? What?
Just going to spam them all.
Welcome to BT Callminder. The person you've called is not available at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone.
Here, we're going to get somebody right now. Let's see. What would be open? Dozer's like, I want to go to sleep, motherfucker. Aren't you?
Well, I don't know. Just call someone that's going to answer. Call McDonald's.
I have, man. And they're not answering. The devil's in this now.
Were you calling, like, Africa or something?
Yeah, totally. I call Africa.
I'm choosing Pizza Hut. Hawaii's best. Your will...
I'm sorry, zero is not a valid choice. Sleep again.
Get a large, three topping or specialty pizza for $13.50 each when you buy two. Or try our new crazy cheesy crust pizza that's a large, one topping for $17.
Thank you for calling Pizza Hut. This is Yvonne.
I need your manager.
With a phone number?
Manager, please.
Yes, how can I help you?
Are you the manager?
I'm one of the managers. What
I need the other manager.
To?
Is there a
what
man?
What other manager?
The well, man? What? The man?
A man manager? Which one?
Don't matter. I don't like women.
What was that?
I don't like women. They're beneath me. Can I speak to the man manager? It's manager, not womanger. Time to call right back. I'm going to end it when I get to the manager, don't worry.
Mahalo, sir.
Sorry, too. Please try again. Is not a valid choice. Please again.
Get a large, three-topping, or specialty pizza for $13.50 each when you buy two. Or try our new crazy cheesy crust pizza that's a large one-topping for $17.99. We still have our...
Shut up!
Hi, thank you for calling Pizza Hut. This is Jasmine. Can I start off with the phone number, please?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Did you know the show is over?
What?
The show, it's over because it's 12. That's sad, ain't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
So we're going to be closing down your location.
Well, can you say the show's over?
Wait, what?
Say the show's over.
No.
Yeah, do it for me, baby.
Please?
No.
Do it for me, sexy. Do it. Say the show's over.
Say goodbye. Thank you for listening.
Can I speak to your manager?
Please.
Breathe hard for me. Breathe. Breathe for me, baby.
The show's over.
This is harassment when I'm here. I love you.
Are you still there?
All right. Well, that concludes baby. That.
That concludes the sexual harassment portion of the show. we're done, guys. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Everybody that's on the website, thank you very much. Thank you, Sterling. Thank you, Shroke, for joining us tonight. And welcome, Barrett. What's your last name?
Jeffers.
Barrett Jeffers. Green, thanks for tuning in. Evil Ideas, you're awesome. Butt Scratcher, you're the greatest. D12, you're the fucking greatest. Shout out to Titus. Xeonix, or whatever the fuck it's called, Studios is the sponsor. You better click that shit or we'll punch you in the face. What else is there? Check us out on YouTube. YouTube.com/PrankSessionRadio. Comment on every motherfucking thing there. Like it. Oh yeah, Dr. Philhouse, he'll probably be doing a show on here, so check the website. It'd be pretty cool. We'll promote it when it's on there on the Facebook and everything. Click our little social links and like us so we can harass you on your social things and spam you and shit. If you want your own radio show, you can read on broadcast on PSR. I'll help you set the shit up. Anything else, Dozer?
Nope, got it covered.
Yep, and we love you. And you can look on the information tab on the right. We add stuff to the radio station every other day almost. We got over like 3,000 MP3s there. It's mixed with our shows, prank calls, other prank calls, and stand-up comedy. It's fucking funny as fuck. If you want to have us add anything, all you got to do is send an email to admin@PrankSessionRadio.com. And tell us what your favorite comedian is, and I will get every motherfucking thing that motherfucker has. I'll put it on the radio. Damn, I'm fucking slick right now, and I'm just talking like a broadcaster. Let's fucking do this. Let's fucking end it. We're all going to go sleep. We're going to dream of bullshit, and we're going to wake up and feel like shit because we're all fucked up right now. Love y'all. We're going to play League tomorrow, Stroke. And,
yeah. I don't know how
all right, well, we will see you all next Friday, same place, same time, 10 p.m. Hopefully security will be with us for the whole time next time. But hey, what happens, happens. We'll see you next week. Everybody stay well and stay sane and all that shit. And go comment and like all the videos and stuff.
Oh,
see you next week.
Hey,
goodbye.
Hey, before you kill it. We'll have the YouTube on there within 3 days, the show on YouTube. But hopefully we'll have it. We'll have the podcast version up on our website for you to download again within a day or two.
All right.
Love you.
Bye, guys.
In the year after Colony 175, the leader of the colonies was assassinated. 5 Gundams were supposed to have been sent to Earth to take revenge. However, since Oz's activities in space took the form of cooperation rather than control, the colonies decided to accept Oz. In the year after Colony 195, as Oz moves to take over both the Earth and outer space, the Gundams are labeled as rebels and are isolated from society.